following is a Red Shovel Network production. The Red Shovel Network consists of The Drew Mack Show, Child of the Duff's No Bullshit News, Emma Elric's Soul of Detroit, and No Filter Sports and shit. Enjoy the following Red Shovel Network production, please.
What's poppin'? Welcome to the Tuesday version of the Drew and Mike Show from the DealsInTheD.com studios. Trudy is across from me. Mark to the east, Joey to the west, and Brandon just to my east here from the moving west to east.
Why are you so directional?
East side?
I don't know. I'm seeing too much play-by-play, I guess. Show's off to a strange start. Brandon just sent a pic of a guy who, in the picture, appears to have a gigantic penis to Jonah Falcon for comment. So we may have to talk to Jonah because... Can we show this on Facebook Live without getting in trouble?
Or? I don't think we should.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. All right. There's only one way to find out.
I don't want to get in trouble with Facebook again.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, here, I'll blur it.
Like they just sent me something.
Pull it up. Pull it up on your screen, Brandon. I'll blur it with my finger.
Who just sent you something?
I don't think that's a good idea, Mark. You're not going to be able to blur it.
Don't do
your
it.
Your finger's not big enough.
Don't do
it.
Yeah, this guy is apparently hitting on an older woman.
Jonah sent a dick pic.
I knew.
Back.
I called it. I called it.
Someone back of himself.
Jonah says this is not even close. I'm bigger, soft.
Tell him the guy is 9 1/4 soft. Allegedly, ask him if he's available for an interview. But we know for a fact the guy's 9 1/4 soft.
He's definitely up for a phone call. If he's sending dick pics back in
that
2 minutes.
Fast?
Let me see the picture again. Did he just take this?
Yeah.
Oh, that guy, the other guy looks bigger, I think.
I think so, too.
Well, the other guy's skinnier.
Oh, that's really funny.
Isn't he? Makes it look bigger.
Yeah, he is skinnier. You're right.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Well, crazy 24 hours. David Ortiz shot in the Dominican Republic. And
it went in his back and came out the front of him.
Yeah, and hit somebody else.
And he's okay.
We now know why, too.
Wait, who got shot by the bullet that went through Big Poppy?
Kennedy. No one cares. Oh. No one cares because he didn't hit any home runs in the major leagues. So, no, they're not even worth mentioning. He lost his gallbladder, part of his intestine.
Oh, Jesus.
And these were vigilantes actually went after the one guy that didn't get away. And he got the shit beat out of him.
So where did this happen?
Oh, my God.
Where else? The Dominican Republic.
It could have been me.
Could have been you.
Could have been you. That's true.
I have another could have been me.
Hey, why are all nightclubs in the Dominican Republic called discotheques?
Like, that could have been me.
I don't know.
I know what they are.
It didn't look like a discotheque, did it?
No, but they always call it a discotheque.
By the way, no one was really bothering Ortiz. He was just hanging out in a club. That's kind of weird.
Did you see what they think it is now?
Yeah, it was a drug lord. These guys were hired. They thought Ortiz was nailing his wife.
Mm-hmm.
So, I wouldn't.
The drug lord's wife is off limits? God, yeah, there's so many rules.
I think so. And the drug lord, by the way, he is chaste. He doesn't fool around with anybody.
Oh, no.
He doesn't get any extramarital sex whatsoever.
Yeah, like your typical drug lord would.
Yeah.
Be.
No, he's very serious about his monogamy, and that's why he was so angry. And Ortiz, I guess, is going to be okay, though.
Went through surgery.
Yeah. He definitely suffered some damage, but it sounds like he'll be okay.
Is it kind of weird that we can all see this video of this great baseball player getting shot?
It is really weird.
Did you bang my wife?
And you know what's funny? I didn't even give it a second thought watching it. Like, oh my God, I can't believe it's on the internet. Because having watched 50 people get murdered in Australia, it's just like, no big deal. And I'm sure... I mean, is anybody even getting any crap about it? Like, oh, they put that murder up on, or that shooting up... No one's even saying anything because it's nothing compared to
Good Morning America, the Ortiz shooting.
Did they show the shooting?
I swear they did.
Yeah, I think you're right. They didn't show the vigilante getting the crap beat out of him, though.
No.
They froze it.
Oh, I want to see that. I want to see that movie.
That was great.
It's pretty brutal.
I didn't have a big problem with it, really.
Oh.
He's trying to murder someone.
Yeah. He shot David Ortiz.
Frankly, he's not good at his job, either.
David Ortiz, who had over... 50 home runs a couple times with Boston. You can't shoot a guy like that. Walk away.
Was the shooter a police officer?
I think that's been suggested, yes.
Okay.
Really?
Wow, what a What an island that is.
Says he was ambushed by two cops hired by the drug lord.
You should watch 90 Day Fiancé and see Chantel and Pedro and what's going on. It's there's some serious stuff happening in the DR.
Well, I was telling Drew this. I got duped by Netflix because there was that documentary series on this guy in Brazil who ran like a cops TV type show. And it's crazy. He would show up to these murders and arrests before the police did. And then it turned out he actually called some of the hits. So they would be on his TV show.
So he could respond.
There's this 8-part documentary. I'm like, oh, this is awesome. I'm going to watch this. And then it hits play and it's all in Portuguese.
Oh, jeez.
I don't have time for this. About reading 8 hours of stuff.
I don't speak Spanish.
One of our listeners sent me a link to a podcast on cops.
Oh,
it's Chasing Cops, I think is what it's called.
Really?
It's really cool. It's sort of about some of the things you don't see going on cops.
The behind the scenes?
Like them, you know, like making people sign releases when they're in handcuffs and things like that.
Oh, cool.
Stories that people have told us.
I might want to hear that.
It's a good series.
I want to listen to that podcast. The St. Louis Blues lost Game 6, so the jinx from the newspaper putting out the exciting Stanley Cup champion, whatever that deal was.
The congratulatory ad, full-page ad, too early.
But the highlight was clearly, well, first of all, they had a guy sing the national anthem for the last time after 19 years. He's got MS. He killed it,
really?
Too. This guy absolutely killed it. And, you know, it's kind of cool, I think, the way they have
really
these
cool
anthem singers. And here it's Karen, of course. But this guy was just dynamite. And he nailed it for the final time, and
they
were hoping.
Did they have the Enterprise flag, the Enterprise car flag?
I did not see the Enterprise car flag.
I guess they retired it.
Apparently.
So the liquidator lumber liquidator.
That is just the worst idea. I can't believe Enterprise even didn't say something.
It's their stadium. There's like no flags behind. There's like 3 or 4.
Well, maybe Enterprise said either our flag's in there or there's no flags. It's our stadium.
Wow. That's good.
Jess is saying she's representing millennials who are pro Bezos drop.
Good. Thank you, Jess.
Somebody else is very angry about it. And Mark says it's not a sports podcast. I know, but we're talking about the national anthem and also about Brett Hull being hammered. Oh, my God, was he hammered.
Good for him.
So name it.
He was happy as could be. Good for him.
And then he does it again. And it's funny because the guy's trying to hand him the mic, and Brett thinks he's high fiving him. So he's trying to high five a guy handing him a mic.
And we're here.
Watch this.
Let's go, Blues!
Then he tries to shake his hand when he's handing the mic.
Wow. Brett Hull has huge.
The greatest of all time. Let's go, Blues!
Let's go, Blues!
Ready for Darko?
MS.
The greatest of all time. Okay. So he was having a good time. I have to admit, there's a part of me that admires Brett Hull for, you know, hey, Brett, you want to get the crowd for up? Fuck yeah, are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah.
And then he just goes out, gets hammered, and he's still up for it. He looks all dressed up, too.
Everyone loved it.
And he was so good for the Wings when he was only here for 3 seasons, and he scored 92 goals, and he won that
cup. Was he
here
3 years?
Only 3, yeah.
I was thinking he was only here 2.
Is that an information dump?
No, but he was so good that.
No, I was just asking. I'm trying to figure out how did I turn Brett Hull's 2 years into, or 3 years into 2 years?
I don't know.
I don't know either. But he was in 2 cup champions or?
Just the one.
Just the one.
02.
Okay. Oh, 02.
Yeah. He was
all
playing,
the Hall of Famers.
He was the,
okay. Yeah, when he had 9 Hall of Famers with
Robitaille. And Devereaux and then Datsyuk and Zetterberg.
I'll be fine.
Not a sports podcast, but that's very interesting, of course. So if the Blues win, is St. Louis stuck with the song Gloria forever?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Oh, my God, that's terrible.
Well,
how could they let a Laura Branigan song become their song? Isn't that just terrible?
That is really bad.
I assume they're cranking it in the arena, too.
What are they? Ugh, man, I
know.
I would be projectile vomiting.
Everyone has to pretend like they love it, too.
Ben Tilly's questioning you, Brandon. He says he thinks Hull was here longer.
No, he wasn't.
I know he wasn't here longer.
02, 03, 04. Yeah.
Wait, 02, 03, 04. Oh, three seasons.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay. But 02 to 04 would only be two seasons.
Oh, fine. 2001.
It's not a math podcast.
I'm trying to make it 2 years somehow. God, it's so bad.
Oh, this.
And they'll just be cranking it. Anytime they talk about the teams, they'll play it in the background of, you know, highlights.
Is she still alive?
I don't know. I don't. We talked about her one day in the podcast, and she has more hits than we ever dreamed. Somehow, they're all horrible
hits. Really?
They're all awful.
I'm
yeah,
ready to
pretty
find
big,
that.
I think. Oh, is this Self-Control?
Yeah. So maybe if they try to repeat next year, they can use this one.
Oh. Then get her to play live if she's alive.
She
I
died.
Really don't know.
She died 15 years ago.
And no one knew until now.
Well, maybe her daughter.
A Fortensky death.
We actually went over this about a year ago on the podcast,
so,
and we
right.
forgot.
That's how unimportant.
That's how, yeah, that's how disposable Laura Branigan is to this show.
She had a brain aneurysm.
Oh.
Sorry about that.
I bet she has a daughter that would sing
long.
It for them. Wouldn't that be beautiful? Yeah. Or
no.
A granddaughter could come out?
Does she have any family, Brandon, while you're up there?
I don't know if she has any children.
What?
Oh, that would be
Branigan
a
again.
Sibling?
She can call it Branigan again.
Like David Evigan again?
That's great.
I can't believe I haven't heard that before.
Oh, Derek Hastings on Facebook has a great idea. Just use her hologram. Have her hologram
yes!
do it. Why not?
Of course.
That's awesome.
There's
no.
a guy.
What?
No. There's this guy, Scott Barry of St. Louis. Who was in Vegas in January when the Blues were in last place, which, by the way, doesn't everyone know that already? Didn't
yes.
you keep saying that
no.
every time there's a game? In January, when they were doing so poorly, there was a 500-1 bet that the Blues would win the Stanley Cup. And he thought, 500-1 on $400, I'll win $100,000. So he made the bet.
Wow.
And last night, they had a chance to make him 100 grand at home, and they lost.
Oh, well,
so
they've still
got
a chance.
They still can win in Boston. They've done it once. Twice, actually, they've won in Boston. He's been offered $75,000
yeah.
wow.
for the card.
That's a tough bet.
I know. He turns it down. He's too big a fan. He's just too big a fan. He can't take the money. He feels that he's letting his team down if he sells the card, I guess.
Is he a, whatever. Is he a man of means? I mean, is he...
I don't think so, because he only took $400 to Vegas. He bet it all on the Blues. Like, well, what did you do the rest of the time you were there, dude?
I know.
We need to talk to him. Brandon has a couple numbers. What are the percentages on the numbers, Brandon?
Wow.
Oh, 53% and then 26%.
Okay.
And then if those don't work, I just have to do a little bit more digging because it's kind of on a whim and he's got a pretty common name.
Your system is great. I love the way it never goes over 100. And it also leaves ground for the possibility that neither number is the number.
And yeah, there may be a third. I would just have to dig it up.
Okay. And that one would be 21% because 53 and 26 is 79.
Unless I have two, number. And then I'm pretty confident it'll be 11 and 10.
Okay. Our friends at Mesa Tacos and Tequila in Royal Oak want you to know that the patio is wide open in full effect at Mesa Tacos and Tequila. Enjoy the warm sunshine. Check out Mesa's $7.99 summer lunch specials being served daily now. That's a smoking deal because the food is great. Plus, bottomless chips and salsa to go with your fresh-squeezed margaritas and 150 tequilas, the most in the state. Oh, someone sent me a flyer of another restaurant that's claiming they have the most tequilas in Michigan.
Oh.
I think it's, I'm not going to mention that.
Going after them.
Absolutely.
The tequila made me do it!
If we have to go after them and get them to alter their advertising, or if we have to correct ours. Does anyone really know this stuff?
We'll have to count.
It's just a bodacious
a forensic
claim.
Account.
I got to grab something, Trudy.
Sure.
You can just take care of that. And
oh,
we will get
course.
Ready to, we have to call
Jonah.
Scott Barry, and we got to call Jonah. And OJ is a huge story today. I'm so pumped about this story.
It's a big anniversary.
And somebody shot at my house.
That's right.
Oh, that
could have been me.
That is crazy. I mean, the whole world is turned on your house.
We do have a new message from Jonah. He says that picture we sent, that guy just looks like he's 8.5 or 9, if that.
Well, we got to call him quick.
We're going to get on this.
Maybe he has
this
very small hands. That could be it.
I don't know, man.
No matter how big or small, our beloved studio sponsors and friends at Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and DealsInTheD.com are smack dab in the middle of their Jeep celebration event, and they're excited for you to be a part of it. during Zot Jeep celebration event. Lease a new 19 Jeep Compass Limited at just $188 a month. You could also lease a new 19 Jeep Grand Cherokee for $277 a month. Or if you fancy yourself more of a Ram truck type, how about leasing a new 19 Ram Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4 as low as $169 a month? Better yet, how about 0% financing on the all-new 2018 Ram Heavy Duties in stock? As you can see, Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram are kicking off this hot summer with a bang, so strap on your asbestos undies and take advantage of these deals right now.
Every time I look up at the computer up there, Brandy has a dong.
I know.
Hot.
Is it from that guy or Jonah's dong?
I can't help it.
Does Jonah live in Manhattan? Do we know that?
I believe he does.
Maybe he can be our correspondent for the
helicopter.
How can
he afford that? Is he just living on the profit from what that thing is generating?
Truly, there's a great question for him.
It's expensive.
I know he does multiple things, though. You know, he's done his own shows before, his own podcasts here and there.
Right.
He's also done, I think he's really tried out for acting gigs. He might have done some
porn. That does not compute to being able to pay rent in Manhattan.
Oh, you think he didn't? Yeah, you're right, Trudy.
We've seen the porno.
Maybe he comes from money.
I don't know. I couldn't see very, very closely because it's across the room and I'm not Eli, but LASIK is one of the safest surgeries in all of medicine, and it's changed the lives of millions of people by allowing them to get 20/20 vision or better without the hassle and poor performance of glasses and contacts. It's about freedom and lifestyle, and Dr. Yaldo, our loyal and heritage Red Shovel sponsors. Number one in Michigan, an incredible 30,000-plus people have trusted their eyes to Dr. Yaldo, and the majority have actually gotten better results than they were hoping for. It's because of the CATS Custom LASIK, the world's most...
I get kills too distracting, sorry.
The world's most, I know, I'm thinking what he's going to sing next. The world's most precise and most patients actually get better than 20/20 vision. It's called supernormal vision. It takes only a few minutes. It's painless. And you get to throw away all those contacts and glasses in the garbage. His multifocal lens implant for people 45 plus frees you from your hated reading glasses, gives you precise far vision, and will prevent cataracts from ever forming. You got nothing to lose by seeing Dr. Yaldo for a free evaluation. You should get an eye exam every 2 years anyway, so tell him Drew and Mike sent you an additional discount. Call 1-800-398-EYES. That's 1-800-398-EYES, or go to yaldoeyecenter.com.
Wait, is that Jonah's song?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Got a big one. It's the biggest one around.
Did you do one Zot? Okay. Is that a Dance Mix version? I've never heard that intro before.
Really?
I don't think so.
Oh, it's the one that's on the streaming platforms.
Oh, my God.
I feel like it's been recut.
There's another question for him.
But
make sure you tell
me,
not your penis.
No, I like it. It's fine. I thought it was pretty cool, actually.
Here's the one we have real quick.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's why. Just
I heard it from all the guys and every single freaking girl. They want to try and take a ride on the biggest in the world. But in order to ride the beast, it must be unfurled. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And it keeps growing, growing. Too damn big. It's just too damn big.
Hi guys, this is a really bad time. What's up?
What?
Oh, Jonah. Sorry to catch you at a bad time. We just got another picture of this guy, and apparently it's 9 1/4 soft, and I didn't know if that was bigger than you or not.
He's not.
He's not. Well, he's
I
not.
I think I know the picture you're talking about. I think it's Photoshopped.
What?
I'm with my mother. I'm with my mother shopping and also writing. So
okay, I'll just pass this along. He's with a notary public when he took the picture, and apparently it's been signed off on. So you're smaller.
Is there a ruler?
Yes, he's got a ruler.
If there's no ruler in the picture,
there's a ruler.
Don't even bother.
There isn't. There's a notary public there. Actually, they got three notary publics. There's three of them.
I know we can't talk. But you can call me later tonight or tomorrow if you want.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Jonah.
Bye-bye.
Sorry.
Do you have a dance mix on that song?
Oh. Hi, Mommy.
Oh, wow.
I thought it could be our helicopter correspondent, too.
Did he say he's shopping with Mommy?
Yes.
He's shopping with Mommy. Oh. Oh, isn't he in his 40s?
How is he a helicopter expert?
Because he lives in New York. Oh, because of his dog?
Yeah, because he's got a swinging dick. Everybody!
Just too damn big. Too damn big.
He had a thought.
Too damn big.
You see, I thought
he's shopping with his mom, yet he took the time to send us a dick pic while shopping with his mom.
You see when that happened.
He knows where to draw the line.
He just has so many of his own personal dick pics in his phone.
Yeah,
he's able to send
us
one.
But still, he had to open the text, get another large penis, and then send one on with himself while with mom.
I don't think it was the most attractive picture of him either, and he's really fussy. He is. Remember how much he complained about when there was an article about him and he was in someone else's apartment?
Oh, yeah, the CBS story.
Yeah. He was claiming that. Or no, did he say it was someone else's apartment? Because it was really messy and we're commenting on all the crap in the background. And he's like, it was my apartment.
There's no ruler in his picture either.
No.
Yeah, but he's.
I don't see three notary publics there either.
He's taken plenty with rulers.
Okay.
Wow, big Jonah fan, huh, Brandon?
Well.
I could envelop the entire doorknob with my foreskin.
Why would you, though?
Without using a ruler, I'm longer than my forearm and thicker than my wrist.
All he claims.
Brandon's really picking up some causes lately. Some bold takes. The defender of the millennials and Jonah Falcon. He's a millennial, isn't he? Or no, he isn't.
No,
he's older.
He's a Gen Xer.
It's true. I'm surprised you pick up the mantle for him. That guy's a millennial that you're saying is not as big.
Yeah.
Disappointing.
I'm not comparing. I don't know who's is bigger. I mean, the one that was sent to us that we sent to Jonah is a ridiculous picture. I've never seen anything like
that. It's ridiculous. And he sent it to a chick after talking to her for 3 minutes.
And he looks like Lyle Lovett.
What did his friend say about it? Because his friend posted it.
Oh, apparently it was on Plenty of Fish. Somebody had sent that to him. Let's see. He had said, my friend hopped back on Plenty of Fish and this Lyle Lovett-looking guy was all eager to send her dick pics after messaging for 3 minutes. He told her how he likes to jerk it to older women, and my friend is 35.
Well, 35.
So is this an older woman he sent it to?
No, 30. She's 35.
Yeah.
Oh, how old is he?
He looks young.
Okay.
And his name is Hung Boy Toy.
I kind of want to find out about this 35-year-old. Why is she back on Plenty of Fish?
Yeah, is she hot? Did she take the bait?
Maybe we can find some dong for her.
She sounds hot.
Dong.
Should we call our friend Mr. Barry, Scott Barry? Got a 53% chance. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm hoping.
Your percentages have been pretty sharp lately, I got to say.
Well, we did get lucky on that 12%er. The other day when we called Tracy Morgan.
It's going to happen once out of eight.
Accident victim.
Once out of eight and a third.
They're all individual, though. They don't have to add up to 100. I mean, I have two phone numbers. I have a home and a cell.
Very few people have two phone numbers.
Well, yeah, but it doesn't have to add up.
Some people have two cells. Brandon has a system that's working. I think you should work on your own system before you criticize
his. My system's
his.
Great. They're all 100%. Never fail. Never loss.
I don't know. I think your system is part of the system that the state bought for the unemployment fraud.
Wait, what is this? Who are we calling?
Scott.
The guy that made the $400 bet.
Play the right music, Brandon.
100 grand. Wait, is this Gloria?
What a buildup.
Trudy cringing at Laura Branigan again.
Ah, no more.
Did you guys know she died 15 years ago? Doesn't have kids either. Crazy.
Thank God.
Oh,
she's got a hologram, though. Scott? Mr. Barry?
At the tone,
what?
Please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Scott, it's the Drew and Mike show. We called to talk to you a little bit about the bet and maybe Scott! Make an offer.
We're all behind you.
Yeah, we're hoping for the Blues, but... I don't know, you got some good offers there. Anyway, I want to see if you could talk for just a minute or two. Good luck to you. And above all, morning Gloria. Voices in your head. What the hell does that mean? Morning Gloria. Gloria. What is morning Gloria?
No idea.
Morning Gloria? Morning Glory. But morning Gloria?
I guess she's combining two sort of weird things there.
Oh, Brandon.
Jesus. Wait, this is him again.
This one's only 26%, so don't count anything. One and four shot.
Oh, ouch.
We got the answering machine with the 53%er, and we get the doo-doo-doo on the 26, so it makes
sense.
First
one's definitely him.
Did you know this song was on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 for 36 weeks, then a record for a female artist?
When was this?
Before she died 15 years ago.
The lamest period in history.
1982.
God, the 80s sucked.
Morning Gloria. Okay. So much for Morning Awful. Gloria.
Awful.
We got an email today from somebody who, I really don't like reading these emails. I'm not going to read it. But they're an insider at Beaumont, and they were suggesting that Dan Gilbert's condition is not, that it's very problematic. And I don't think that's really news, because my opinion is, if Dan Gilbert was going to check out in a couple weeks, they'd have, the doctors would have a press conference, and they'd tell you what happened and why he's so much better, and they'd probably walk him up to say hi at the end.
Well, the silence alone, what did we hear from the Quicken Loan president a week ago and nothing else?
Well, they were talking about his sense of humor was intact, and but you know, those are just little anecdotes from whatever he's able to do. I mean,
that's what I mean, the lack of information leads you to think the worst.
Yeah, exactly, which is why they would, in my opinion, they would have a doctor talk about it, but they don't want to answer certain questions, and frankly, I don't blame them.
Or there'd be a picture of him in a Instagram or a...
Or doing a rehab, exercise or something.
It's sad.
Yeah, and you know what's the weird part to me is that, you know, when I think of Dan Gilbert, I think of this incredibly powerful person, you know, who's bought up half the city and done amazing things. And then all of a sudden, in one day, it's like, oh, Dan Gilbert has everything, but he doesn't have the thing he needs the most, his ability to get around, get up, get moving. It's really, scary. Our health is the great equalizer, scary. Unfortunately. And I certainly wish him the best.
Yeah.
And it's going to apparently take some time. Sucks. I'm sure they'll give him that. I hope he can get it back together. Yeah, it really does. You know, another funny story. I want to get into O.J. Simpson, which really, to me, was the lead story of the day, was the fact that O.J.
I'm doing fine.
He's doing fine. He's ready to move on. But
now that Juice is ready to move on.
Yeah. He calls the shots always.
I live in a no-negative zone.
That's so nice.
He is probably the most positive person I've ever seen.
Why would he be?
O.J. Simpson.
He beat the
rap. The public is so nice to me. People are great. They want my autograph. They want my picture. Hoo ha ha! Just once in a while, somebody come along and say, "You ugly ass murderer," some crap like that. Somebody that's uninformed.
The only time we hear how negative he is on 911 calls, where he's either, go on, get.
I've been doing drugs for 2 days with Pedro Guerrero.
Hey, I thought you were in a no negative zone, Juice.
Well, he's past that. But I wanted quickly, before we get to OJ, I want to mention it. Ashley Tisdale, does she have any fans in this room?
Oh, she's the best. I couldn't tell you anything.
She's a child star. Yeah. She made a couple hundred commercials.
Yeah, she's cute.
She's pretty. Yeah, she was in the Maxim 100 in 2008.
Nice.
And she started a recording career. This whole process just makes me puke, by the way. These little child stars at Disney. And, you know, they have a TV show or a movie. And then it's like, oh, well, surely you can... You can make an album, right? Oh, yeah, anybody can make an album.
Sure.
And so she makes an album. It almost goes gold because she's this teen star.
She's hot.
Who's hot. Exactly. And then, of course, is this her stupid song?
Yeah, it's cool, huh? Instant classic boys like, oh, maybe I can see his. You can hear her vocal fry in the song.
Yeah. Maybe I can see his kissing like
that. You don't need to bother, he said, she said. Just shut up and show your breasts.
I don't even think she's been nude. That's coming, I guess, because her career is definitely on a downward spiral. She did her second and third albums, and the third one didn't chart at all. I don't even know why she did it.
She's a high school musical chick, right?
Yeah. So anyway, she tweets something out about, thanks, Kevin Smith, for scratching my car and driving away. Real classy.
How'd you know it was Kevin Smith?
He's her neighbor.
Yeah, they're neighbors.
And Kevin Smith responds that, I did a courtesy stop, then you pulled away first.
Oh.
And he says, I was like, that's so Sharpay, which is her character in High School Musical. And I almost want to shoot that. Kevin for saying that.
It was actually my car, but I bought it for her.
And she responds, ha, 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 like, that's so funny, after she's basically called him a hit and runner and, you know, real classy.
I just love that this is being all played out in social
media. No, I know. It's so stupid.
Now, it's a very...
Why would she tweet that out?
Because she's an idiot.
No, she was just pissed, I guess. I don't know. I think she got out of her car and saw that her mirror was scratched. Well, oh, my God!
In a more serious...
He just hit and ran!
A more serious example, how about this Pauly Perrette, which I don't know. I'm not 80 years old, so I don't watch the shows on CBC.
Oh, NCIS, yeah.
And she's just outs Mark Harmon as being a monster on set, and that's why she's not returning.
Yeah, she's frightened of him. She's scared to death.
Why?
Then call because the cops. Put it on Twitter.
He's really mean, and he is. She said she was assaulted for saying no.
She says she was.
She says she was. And then she says she has nightmares of him attacking me. Tweeted pictures of this injured crew member who, by the way, was bitten by a dog, supposedly.
Jesus.
Yeah, that picture has been
goes
taken.
On that set.
Yeah, she took that down.
I mean, pretty quick she took that down.
And they connected it with Eliza Dushku, who got $9.5 million for sexual harassment on the set of Bull.
Yeah.
But what does that have to do with...
Count David Wimp's favorite show, by the way.
That's right.
Yeah.
What does that have to do? Should we call him and see if he's aware of the Dushku suit?
Sure, why not? How much is
he? Maybe he could comment on that.
Yeah.
Hi.
Oh, I heard. Didn't we ask him about it? Or did we ask him?
I don't know. I think I think we need to clarify it, if nothing else.
I don't have a computer, so I don't know.
I think we asked him about the star of Bull, who was Me Too'd.
Oh,
no. Talk.
Oh, was it?
That would have been her, Eliza Dushku, probably, right? Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
The guy.
Yeah.
My gut feeling is we should call him back.
Yeah.
If nothing else, we can find out how far he's counted to whatever he's counting to.
Does he watch NCIS?
12 million.
Probably. I think he's just a CBS fan.
Yeah, that would fit him.
Yeah.
He just likes the network.
No.
He's loyal to CBS.
Oh, hell no. I'm not a politician.
What?
The idea that people would be loyal to a network is so ridiculous.
I know. They are, though.
I'm not sure the concept exists, but yeah, it probably does.
Mm. Well, we can call him.
Yeah, why don't you dial him up, Brandon?
That's been a while.
Do you have Count David Wimp's number?
I do.
I think it'd be good to clarify this, seriously. And maybe he can check in on Pauly Perrette, too. I didn't even know who she was, by the way. I had no idea.
No, she's just the one with the weird hair.
Yeah, she's kind of the goth-looking girl.
Has Mark Harmon ever been accused of anything?
Oh, I don't think so. I don't know.
Or just being lame.
Who's he married to? Isn't he married to Pam Dauber? Is he married to Pam Dauber?
Well, yeah, he
is. My sister Sam.
Oh, and from Mork and Mindy.
Well,
come on.
My sister Sam, come on.
She helped bring Robin Williams into our lives.
Yes.
Thanks.
And My Sister Sam out of our lives.
Oh, yeah, and that girl was murdered on My Sister Sam.
Yeah, we used to live with Pam Dauber. If she kept living with her, she might be alive today.
I got a song, Brandon. Hang on. Sorry.
Oh, cool. Well, great choices, both of you. Come on, Wimp. Don't tell me he's wimping out.
Hello.
David. David what? Wimp? Count David Wimp?
Yes.
This is the Drew and Mike show in Detroit.
Okay.
How are you doing?
Fine.
Did we interrupt you from counting something?
No, yeah, no.
Wait.
No, yeah, no. I counted two no's and one yeah.
That's the first time I've heard David.
No, I got him laughing last time.
What's the last thing you counted, by the way? Because you're famous for your counting. Of course, you're the count.
I'm working on it. I'm at 205,050,000.
Wow. Just counting by ones?
On hand slot games.
And is anyone close to you, or are you well in first place?
No, there ain't nobody going to ever be close.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tell them.
Now, we remember, David, that you are a huge fan of the CBS show Bull, correct?
Bull?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'll watch it. It's supposed to be on tonight.
Oh, is it a season finale?
Yeah, it's on every Monday.
Oh.
Okay, so it doesn't matter if it's a rerun's as good as the regular, the new show, right?
Great, it is a great show.
Yeah, and then I'm in CSI, too.
Oh, yeah. Wait, CSI?
CSI or NCIS?
NCIS.
Yeah.
Are you loyal to CBS? Are you a fan of CBS, the network? It sounds like you are.
Oh, it depends on what's on.
Do you watch any other networks? Do you have cable?
Yeah, not. I don't get all channels because I live in a place that they pay for it.
Oh, that's right. You told us that before, yeah.
Who are the taxpayers? Who pays for it? Who pays for it?
Yeah, I live in holiday retirement.
Yeah, he told us that.
Oh, okay.
How many channels do you get? Have you counted them?
Trudy.
What?
Of course he has.
It's a great question.
Of course he has.
It goes from 2 to 62.
Hmm. Where's the one?
That's on my television.
I see. That's great. Good to know. Now, as far as NCIS, you are a fan of the show and Mark Harmon?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I don't know if you heard. There's some really scary news today from NCIS. Pauly Perrette, do you know the actress?
Abby.
Abby.
Very pretty girl.
Nobody calls her Pauly. Abby. She says that she is leaving the show because she's terrified of Mark Harmon.
Well, I didn't know. I've seen the show where she left, but I didn't know she was terrified of Gibbs.
She's terrified of Gibbs. That's true. Maybe it's the character she's scared of. Maybe David Count David Wimp is onto something here.
You know who Mark Harmon's married to?
Pam Dauber. I'm sorry, Mindy.
Yeah, the lady played on...
Mindy.
Mork and Mindy, yeah.
Yeah, Mindy.
Yeah, Mindy.
I didn't mean to use her real name. He's married to Mindy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, who was the... what's the name of... Did you ever watch Andy Griffith?
Sometimes.
Okay, what was the name of the deputy, the guy that played the deputy? He was kind of madcapped, a little spacey.
I don't know.
Was it Bobby or Barney or something?
Barney.
Yeah.
That's right.
Barney Fife.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Barney Fife. That's right.
Do you watch the NCIS New Orleans show, too? Because wasn't Abby on that one?
The other one.
Why, you don't like Dwayne Pride, that special agent?
He's all right.
Yeah. I liked it better when he, jumped around time. Do you remember that show?
Oh. What's the name?
Quantum Leap, when he was Dr. Sam Beckett.
Oh.
He is Dr. Sam Beckett.
Well, no, he's Dwayne Pride now.
Who is your favorite television character? If you had to pick one out of all of them, who would you pick?
It's alive or dead.
Both.
Either one. Alive, both. Yeah, alive and dead. Question. That's great categorizing there.
John Wayne.
Who?
John Wayne?
John Wayne.
Oh, John Wayne? Okay. No, he's a TV
star. Character.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he died in 1979.
Okay. And how about living?
Oh, Gibbs.
Gibbs. Gibbs is great.
Okay.
Mark Harmon.
Okay, yeah. Great. Well, we're going to try to get to the bottom of the story. Maybe Abby is afraid of Gibbs, or is it Pauly Perrette is afraid of Mark Harmon? I don't know the difference, and we need to do some research and get back to you on that.
Okay.
Any other news in the life of Count David Wimp?
No. What's your temperature today?
Oh, it's, what are we, in the 70s? It's really muggy.
65 degrees?
Trudy, where do you get the idea at 65?
It's 60 here.
Yeah?
It is 60. It's 65. Why does it feel so muggy? It's a muggy 65. And it's only 60 there?
We don't have humidity.
Oh, you're
really
lucky.
Where do you live?
Montana?
Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Zero humidity. Wow, that's really something.
Well, you get on I-80 out there and you come all the way to Cheyenne.
Yeah, how long will that take
How many miles
us?
Is it?
Oh. How long does it take?
Yeah.
from Detroit probably a day and a half or 2 days. Mm.
Could you count the mileage for us?
You do that. You come out here.
I just might. I think it sounds grand.
It does sound good.
Yes, it's beautiful, isn't it?
You ever been to Wyoming?
No, I have not.
Will you show us around?
Sure.
Cool.
Really?
Have you ever counted all the beautiful sights in Wyoming?
No, I've never been to all of them.
Oh, come on, give it up. That's if you counted them. I thought I was going to get a laugh out of that.
Been to Teton Mountains.
Oh, the Teton.
I'd like to see that. Wow, this is fantastic.
You know what Teton means in Spanish?
Ta-ta.
Do you know that?
No.
No?
It means titty.
Well, breasts?
Yeah.
Okay.
Slang.
That's a little... That's a little
that
blue.
Too blue for you?
A little blue for you. Apparently does not register.
How many Grand Tetons are there?
It's a James Lovell moment.
There's one? Oh.
Count David Wimp, listen, you have been a true count and charming as always. Thank you so much for your time, and we will continue to update you and hopefully get updated from you on the NCIS situation.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank
okay,
you,
have
Count.
A great day.
Bye.
Be well.
Bye.
See you, Count. His voice is incredible.
He's
I think
a
he
good
should be
dude.
Maybe, he should possibly be considered as a booth announcer if anything should happen to Walter.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
You have enough to sort of matrix him into saying things, don't you? You got Barney out of him.
I'd be an editor, too.
Episode number 778.
Yeah.
Let's count the episode numbers.
Teachers, I'm just another child. IRS, I'm another file. I'm just another conceived.
Bob Seger.
This song peaked at number 48 in 1982. The same year Gloria was number one for 38 weeks.
Is that right? Well,
that's sad.
Bob played his second show. And somebody put up a version of Ramblin' Gamblin' Man on Twitter. Sounded great.
Oh, yeah?
Admit. Yeah, people are loving the shows. I think there's four left.
Yeah.
And somebody else sent me, I think it was Matt sent me, an article from Ultimate Classic Rock. And it was about our interview with Bob, where Bob was talking about duetting with Bruce on Thunder Road in Ann Arbor.
Oh, nice.
Which Bruce had already played. But Bob, he said, you want to join me? And Bob said, yeah, I love Thunder Road. And Bruce was like, we already played it. No, but I love it. So he played it again.
That's great.
Cool. And they had audio that was from the crowd.
I asked him if you want to come out and do something.
He's going to thanks for listening to the podcast.
We did it earlier in the show, but it's going to be a thrill for me because I've admired his music for a long time. He's going to come out and see Thunder Road with me, Bob Seger.
You have to play it because you don't hear Bob Seger for like 2 minutes of the song. Like,
really? Oh,
Bruce is singing the whole song. And it's from the crowd, so it's kind of hard to hear anyway. Somebody near the bootlegger is singing really loud. But
that's
yeah.
Nice.
So
feeling good, right?
Oh, no doubt. 1980, Bruce Springsteen, Bob Seger.
Wow.
I mean, that was. Wow.
Hey, wasn't there
those
a picture in the old building with those two?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Right. Yeah,
yes, there was.
Is that a galley photo?
It is.
Yeah.
Could be.
I Steve Gallen, so.
Who's following me on Twitter now?
You just followed me, too?
I followed him back.
You're not following me.
I think you just signed up for Twitter.
Thanks for stopping by, Steve.
Why are you following me, Steve?
Ooh. Let's judge his profile picture and see how good it is.
Are you sure he doesn't follow you, Trudy, before you pop off?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't looked at my phone all day.
I will check.
Brandon will check.
I guess I won't then.
Steve has taken so many rock and roll pictures.
Oh my God. He had one year an exhibit in some like station event capacity. He brought his exhibit of photos. He has so many.
Yeah.
And they're
thank you, Steve.
Incredible.
I think you can
Get copies.
Yeah, you can buy them. He's got 122 followers. He joined in June 2009.
Yeah, but he hasn't
been all this time
for a long time.
Well, you got active in following me.
Yeah, it just jumps from December of 2015 until now.
How about you?
He needs to put Mrs. Galley in charge of it.
Yeah, how's Tina?
Tina, yeah, she's great. And I think I've talked to her within the last year. She's really great.
Really? Steve and Tina went to Woodstock with Trudy and I and six winners.
they were the reason those people got back home.
Good part of the reason.
They're really organized.
And Tom Sarna.
Who I also talked to this week, sort of, on Facebook.
Anytime that trip comes up, I think of the people doing acid, and I think of the guy who claimed he had a third arm, and it was removed from his back, and he had a scar on his back, and allegedly it was from his third arm.
I totally believed him.
And I seriously didn't know whether to believe him or not because he was so deadpan about it. His friend insisted it was true, and the scar looked like an arm had been removed. It was perfect.
But it was a big scar, so if it had been removed when he was a baby, wouldn't it have been smaller? That's the thing.
Or did it grow? It would have spread out, right? I don't know. I didn't know what to make. I mean, I was scratching my head the whole weekend.
Wasn't he a pilot of some sort as well?
Is that possible?
I thought he was a helicopter pilot. Wait,
did he have a name of someone famous like Bob Crane or something?
Could he have just been making all of that up?
Could have been. I don't know. It was so weird. It was bizarre.
It was.
It seemed like he had a third arm to me. I don't know. Has anyone ever heard of such a thing?
Sure.
Oh, breaking news.
Hey, this right here is some breaking news from the Red Shovel Network. And shit.
Steve Galley already follows you, Trudy.
Oh.
That was the breaking news.
Is he a recent follow?
I it's hard to tell. I mean, she's just one of the people that he follows.
Oh. Okay.
Okay. So.
Looks like he was following her before you, Mark.
How do you know that? How do you know?
Because it's most recent.
He's the third most recent person listed on people following me.
Oh. he followed Bryant Fillmore after me, so take that, Brian.
Oh, Bryant Fillmore, by the way, responded to your chagrin over not being invited.
Over the Seeger seating issue.
He was listening to the episode with Gary and Gary being shooed away. And he checked in, and it was really funny. He should have put Mr. Big stuff aside for Mr. Yeah.
Oh, he was in charge of the event?
Yeah.
So why did he snub us, did he say?
He started the email with, "Good afternoon, dimples." Cringing moments when I had to listen to that short time window for Mr. Graff. I should have put a reserve for Mr. Big Stuff sign on the chair and went way back of the pavilion. Shoot away, damn right I did. He said Arthur P. was invited, too.
Oh, he was invited.
He wanted to make that
okay.
Does that make you feel better?
Well, it doesn't make it very clear that I was invited. Or Trudy.
He said, the radio dignitaries, sorry, Drew, it's not all about you, sweetheart. We're front row for the planned photo op.
Well, why can't I be in the fifth row?
I don't know. Apparently, there was no fifth
row. You just wanted to be invited.
I wanted to be invited. I really didn't want to go because it would have been a big effort to go out to Clarkston and come back. They have a podcast. But I am pissed I'm not invited.
Well,
I mean, it's something to bitch about, certainly.
Sure.
Well, Brian knows you so well, he knows you wouldn't have been able to make it.
I think that should be left up to me. But maybe you can make it up to me with
some tickets to
one of the Bob Seger shows.
Oh, yeah.
Hang on a sec.
What? Whoa.
More breaking news?
Hey, just right here, some breaking news from the Red Shovel Network. And shit.
Anne-Marie LaFlamme has posted another beautiful picture from the Tight Dress Store.
Wow. And it looks like it's from the Tight Leotard Store.
And, of course, Good Morning Dimples has commented on it already. And that's all he wrote.
What are the other comments, Brandon? Do we have any other comments?
I was looking at this other picture where she.
Whoa!
Yeah. Looks like maybe she was getting some flowers, you know, from Home Depot.
That's her flower. Oh, at Home Depot. Oh,
nice.
Okay. And I liked it because some of these. Oh, man, I love this plenty. Hey, beautiful. And those flowers aren't too bad either.
What did she caption it? Because there's a lot of responses to what she wrote.
Just so adorable, even though you're not trying to be.
Wait, go back down. Go back down.
She said, God made dirt and dirt don't hurt.
Go down. Wait, where's that one that you just... Oh, wait, there it is. If I was there, I would kiss you on cheek again and call you beautiful.
What?
Click on him.
If I was
that guy?
Oh.
No, you would not. No, you wouldn't.
Wait. Go back. Read his profile.
Damn it. I'm gone.
Oh, balls.
Tom, I'm kissing her. Shut up.
Oh, Lord.
There's one flower there I really want to see.
You're putting ideas in his head now. By the way, I love how Good Morning Dimples is now the standard greeting for everything.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Ew. That guy said he kissed a news reporter. Keep an eye on that guy.
Evidently.
Report them.
All right. We need to read the rest of the comments and see if there's anything else that needs to be discussed or dealt with.
Do you ever not look amazing? Hashtag dimples.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. You look so good in those shorts. All caps. You fucking creep.
Oh, I'd love to be those shorts.
You also make very good eye candy.
Oh, click on him. Let's see him. Oh.
His name is Joey Herring.
Huh.
He's a famous quarterback.
That's a nice touch. Even gorgeous when you're not dressed up.
God didn't make dirt.
What? I'll leave this dork. Wait, look at that dork. Go away, hang on.
Having a garden is awesome.
What are you planting this year? Shut up. Wait, he
is that real?
Yeah, he's starting a conversation with her so he can get in her pants.
She's never responded to anyone, ever. Get out of here. Are there any other new
posts? Oh, gross. Yeah, read that one.
Great long legs.
Followed by legs for days, three fire emojis.
Like this for days.
Gross creep.
That looks like a fun ride.
Oh,
oh.
God.
Oh, my God. Hey, boo.
Hey,
what
boo.
Vegetables are emojied there?
Eggplants. Just all eggplants.
Maybe they just meant that because she's at the Roman Garden Garden.
No, it's their own penis.
I need to know how tall you are. You have long legs.
Hey, blending your garden is always great to grow.
Just when I thought you couldn't get any hotter.
Oh.
Hashtag short smoke show.
Smoke show, shut up.
I hate the phrase smoke show.
Oh, it's shut
so
up.
Dumb.
Short smoke show.
Why don't you refract and repost? Jesus.
It's fun.
Ugh.
Mm. Oh, my God. She's pulling a wagon with flowers there?
It's not even that close up of a photo.
I'll give you something to pull on.
I want to see something grow. I'm a grower, not a shower, just like those plants.
Oh, boy. Why was that picture necessary?
Well, that's a whole other issue.
She's in media, so she's got a post it's out now doing nice. Things. That
she does?
It's so nice to know that you're
a
hometown girl. Of course,
sure
a stunner as well. And by the way, in those shorts, fine legs.
Click on them.
Yeah, look at this guy.
Look on him. Oh, hey, you know what? We've seen him before. He commented on hers before.
He did.
I guarantee
right.
it.
Dimples.
Wait, let's judge some of his photos.
Knock it off. What kind of posts does he have?
All else may fail, and people, God makes a way. His healing of the soul.
Oh, he's a God squatter.
Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah.
Dimples.
And those legs.
God loves
God
you.
God finds a way.
God would beat off to your long legs, too.
It's blasphemous, Mark.
What? God doesn't beat off?
No.
What? How do you know?
It's not in the Bible.
Did they teach that in your church?
You don't know. It could be in the Bible. With God, everything's possible.
Right. That's true.
Enough with the blasphemy.
That's so true. Who said
that? I mean, honestly, if I accomplished what he did in 7 days, I'd beat off.
No, you wouldn't have to.
And on the seventh day, he beat off.
He rested.
Okay.
That's what he meant,
that's
by,
what they
rested.
Meant by rested. Yeah.
What's the picture? Refraction.
He was human.
What's the picture on the left? And I just want to, did anyone post anything creepy? She's with two
they
kids.
Better not. Yeah, special. No. She does a lot of great work with the special.
Did anyone, if anyone posted anything creepy, they need to be suspended from Instagram.
She does stuff with the Miracle League, which is a really good organization. The baseball field and South Field.
Well, there was this. Ah, we share a love and passion for coaching. You definitely make it look cuter than I do.
Oh, dude.
Shut up. What a jerk.
Oh, there's a bunch of ahs.
I'll give you something to coach.
Coach this thing.
What's this? It says, I want to date you in the old-fashioned way and then marry you.
What?
I know, that's not a picture of something with Special Olympic children.
Oh, come on. Okay, there's another one.
Maybe
what's
admires
this, what,
her kind
here?
Heart. Well, same. It's the same post.
Coach me up.
Your heart is as hot as your body.
That's pretty much it.
Is that a skirt she's wearing?
Yeah.
Yeah, from the short skirt store.
Nice. Next to the tight dress store.
It's supposed to be on someone that's 4 feet tall.
Which is near the tight leotard store also.
You're
just around the corner.
Beautiful smile and cute dimples.
Oh, knock it off.
Oh, is that the same guy?
No, that's a new one.
She does have big dimples. I would have never noticed. But I noticed on TV. Oh, what about the one with the microphone? There's got to be some smart-ass remarks in the
We've gone through that one.
Okay. All right.
It would just be repetitive.
Talk to the microphone.
That's a good picture.
Dimples.
That's a new picture, isn't it?
No, we've gone through that one.
We did? Okay. Good. All right. All right. Now.
Wow.
Try to keep this under control.
Quite the rabbit hole.
It is. You know who our friends and studio sponsors at Zot Ford and Holly and DealsInTheD.com love the most? Of course, it's not us. They love you, the listeners. That's who, because you spend your money and you count on our friends Maz, Gary, Gabara, and the entire Zot Ford team, who love making your experience the ultimate world-class fun and excitement. Keep in mind, Zot doesn't just sell new cars, trucks, and SUVs. They sell certified, pre-owned, and previously loved used vehicle as well. Plus, Zot Ford's parts and service department is ready and waiting to save all of our listeners 10% off their next visit to Holly. And don't forget to take a selfie with the life-size Hulk Hogan statue in the showroom. Take a ride in the leather massage chairs or sip some fresh brewed coffee or snack on their hot movie-style popcorn. No matter how you slice it, Zot Ford loves our listeners and their customers. So visit them and tell them that we all, or any of us, sent you.
Yeah.
You have the Dr. Roche copy?
Yeah. June is all about dads and brides. Both have seriously good reasons to get in there and get new bodies done. For Father's Day, you can get dad the gift of, you know, for guys who care about their health and well-being, a sort of svelter appearance. Procedures to bring back your youthful drive. Procedures like 360 lipo for arms, back, abdomen, and thighs. Body tight and male breast reduction. Huge. If you want to be shirtless all day long. Gives you that sculpted chest look and hormone replacement therapy as well.
Yeah.
Channel your inner youth and maybe, you know, fixes sort of the inside of you from the inside out. Hormone replacement therapy. That's HGH.
Testosterone.
And testosterone. And for the brides, bridesmaids, and mothers of the bride too, all the special procedures for them to make them more beautiful on your one beautiful day. Get a consultation with Dr. Roche. Call 248-338-1110. That's 248-338-1110. Or go to the website, as websites go. You know, it is pretty phenomenal, informative, and some huge before and after makeovers.
Oh, boy.
Dr. Roche, triple board certified.
What was the first story on TMZ today? Was that Wendy Williams breaks down crying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where'd she break down crying?
In her car,
yeah.
What do you mean in her car? What, is she being followed everywhere?
No. Oh, wow, really? How did they get that?
She's banging some young guy now.
Oh.
Wendy Williams?
About that?
Yeah, that was the story. Do you want to see the Wendy Williams?
Yeah, I was interested in both the top
second
stories.
Is
Trump
grand.
Supporter gets in a brawl with people trying to steal his sign from him.
Well, there's one part when I first looked up that made me laugh really hard. And
the two guys.
I think someone stole his hat. Or his visor.
Like Mike Holfeld back in the Channel 7 days?
Which is
that was so funny.
It was the 97 Wings
Championship. Yeah, the Wings Championship. And he and Denise Dedor were in Greektown. And this crowd is just so huge. I mean, that cup was just, this Man. Town went nuts.
That was great.
And somebody just pulled a hat off his head. And he was so mad. Oh, my God, was he mad. And he showed it on TV, too. And I thought, wow, I'm surprised it got him that bummed.
Yeah. There's still
it's good TV,
a lot
though.
That has to be patched up in this family. And we asked Wendy about that, and she got extremely emotional talking.
Hey, who's this guy with Gary Delabate?
So it must be that Levin is out. And
yes.
Van must be out, too.
So Van's Joker.
Charles was coming down on Van the other day because Van, they showed the Arnold Schwarzenegger thing of getting kicked in the back.
Yeah.
They just referred to it because of the Schwarzenegger wedding, maybe. And Van could not stop laughing. He thought it was so funny.
That was
and Charles was kind of bummed.
Oh.
Why?
I don't know. Because he was getting kicked in the back.
Yeah, but he was fine.
I know. But he couldn't stop laughing.
But this guy, look what he's wearing. That's what he chose to wear.
He comments on stories a lot. He tends to be, I think when they're being totally ridiculous, he can sometimes be the voice of reason. And then they pounce on him for being reasonable.
Well, he could spend maybe like 40 minutes less on his hair and maybe 40 minutes more on himself.
Well, he loves his hair.
It looks like he's wearing a robe over the shirt he sleeps
exactly,
in.
Exactly. Yeah.
You and young Kevin.
That's the guy she's
young
banging.
Kevin and I are fine. You know, stuff happens in life. yeah. stuff happens, and it's okay. I've still got a very full life that I really endured. Please don't make me cry.
Okay, I won't.
Are we gonna
see the three of you guys?
You're beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there's a, even maybe not as a married.
Yes, of course. You will. Kevin's got to graduate from college. He's going into a sophomore year. He's going to get married or whatever. He's going to celebrate. Yes, everybody's got to grow
and
up.
And is he going to be back with his father again?
Yes.
Okay.
They're not apart.
Wow.
Well,
that guy that's driving the car, all he's thinking about is, can we please just go eat this carry out between us right now?
Oh, she's significantly less poised.
Seriously, yeah. Somebody else has asked, though, her boobs are just really, she is pounding them out there.
Mm-hmm.
They are fighting to get out of that dress.
Until she got that young guy.
And she looks bizarre. Her face looks weird.
Your boobs are huge.
So she's really does.
Crying.
But she looked weird anyway. Didn't she look really strange?
So. Yeah. Weird light and
okay.
Her nose looks funny. And
oh, Raquel, my favorite.
Adam,
you know. Oh, she's such a moron.
Can we just see the video of the fight?
Can I hear hair? That guy's...
Yeah, the...
How do they spend so much time on nothing?
I don't know. I really don't know.
It's kind of amazing.
But it is weird. This is definitely the age of the idiot influencer. And Raquel is a perfect example. Complete idiot. I bet she has a million followers somewhere. Well, she's on TMZ, so.
Here's this next story. What is Pose, by the way? It's Pose actor in a violent brawl with Trump supporter. I don't even know what Pose is. Is that a TV show? Is it a movie?
No, it's a show.
It's a drama.
Wait, that's the guy with the sign? He's on a TV show?
No. The actor.
It's on FX.
Never heard of it.
The FX show Pose.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
This happened in New York City, and India Moore is the actor who is...
never heard of it.
Look, saw this Trump sign and decided enough is enough. Went after the sign, and the guy who owns the sign was not willing to let it go.
She went
and
after the sign.
When
it's
this
a
fight
sign.
Broke out.
She is a goofus.
Call the police.
Pause for a second. Why does she think she can take his sign?
Oh, I don't know.
She was so angry.
I don't know.
She's
in the wrong there. Is there something I don't know about this? Is this guy someplace he's not supposed to be? Is this some private area?
Did you catch that thing where she said, you guys are supposedly fans of my show? Does that guy look like he would watch Pose on FX?
How does she even get on television?
Never.
I have no idea.
Personal property, sweetheart.
You guys are
I don't think he's such a fan.
Oh,
oh my God!
Oh! I'm not a fan. Wow.
I mean, I spoke to the person who's trying to get his sign back. His name's Dion Cini. He said the thing that he was most upset about was the damage that was being done to his personal property. He said he was going to let India kind of do whatever, but the moment he saw his personal belongings getting damaged,
Evan,
he wanted to step
what
in.
Led up to this? Because obviously the video starts with India already stomping on the sign, but what... Were there any words exchanged before that, or did India just walk up and grab the
sign?
There
were. So Dion says he's been posted up outside of Trump Tower across the street for about 2 years, basically just wants New Yorkers to know it's okay to, like your president.
Right.
So he's been out there for a while. India came up, they started having a conversation, and India basically said, why are you here? Why do you like President Trump? India didn't like Dion's response and started just... wanted to walk off with his sign, started stepping on it. So it really started off as just a conversation. India seems like, this was going to happen to anybody that supported Donald Trump.
Oh, my God.
This is a tug-of-war of two adults over a sign.
That's really
ludicrous.
Mickey Moto getting a big plug in the background there.
Oh,
it is his sign. I don't know why she thinks she could just take his sign away from him.
You want to try them?
Yeah, sure.
I agree with that, but it's also two adults in a tug of war over a sign.
No, I know.
That's how
I know,
stupid
but why
is
she? Why is she trying? Why does she think she's entitled to his sign?
I don't know, but she's not.
Isn't it one of those?
Look at him rip it back away.
Isn't it one of those nylon signs that's
yeah,
flexible?
It's like a pop up. It costs him $250, Trudy.
Oh, wow!
It's an expensive sign.
Whoa! Well, yeah, Dion gets a little excited here.
Guy he shoved.
He's a shover.
Yeah,
why doesn't she just give him his sign? I mean,
oh, cool.
He shoved her twice, and she's still grabbing his sign.
And then she knocked his hat off.
He knocked it off, I think. The guy did.
She knocked it off.
Hey, what
oh, she did?
Is this?
Did she really?
Where did these people get the time to make these signs?
Oh, my God. Is that dumb? Oh, my God.
What version is this, Brandon?
I don't know.
Is that Five Man Electrical Band?
You have reached six, no. One.
Tesla?
I don't think it's Tesla.
Boyce Avenue?
Ugh. Probably. Dion, can you give us a call? Come from the Drew and Mike Show. We saw this horrible woman trying to steal your personal property, and we're just wondering if you had a minute to talk about it. I thought maybe there's something in the story we missed. Anyway, thanks for your time. So he's fighting three people over his sign.
Oh, wait, we got to hear
something
what
valuable
TMZ
about
viewer.
The sign.
We got to get the TMZ viewers comment.
That's right.
It's so upsetting to see. If we have different political beliefs, don't let this happen on the street. Come on.
Hi, Becky here from St. Louis, Missouri. I agree. No need to get violent. If you don't agree, walk away. But he shouldn't be camped out there, I think. But she shouldn't probably try to take the sign. Bad move, but people are crazy now. Have to let it go.
Boy, that really added a lot.
What if he wants to be camped there? He can be camped there.
He can be anywhere. Why can't he be there?
He can.
It doesn't say anything.
He's literally fighting three people at the end. By the end of this, no, four people.
Look at
one,
her.
Two, three, four.
He's tenacious, that's for sure.
He really wants his sign.
That's really funny.
What is so valuable about the sign?
Cost him $250.
Look at the strong men.
Oh, is that what he said?
He said it cost $250. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay.
So, you know, it's his sign.
Not fair, it's not
his,
right.
His personal property.
Okay.
And he's right.
Oh. Yeah, well, it is.
It's a little childish, but he's right.
I don't know why she thinks that he's a fan of hers. What does that have to do
with
anything?
The most
you're a fan of mine, so you have to think like me. You can't like him because I don't like him, and you're my fan. It reminds me a little bit of the University of Alabama where Hugh Culverhouse Jr. gave, I guess he promised $26 million to the University of Alabama.
Oh.
And since he made that donation, they were going to name the law school after him. And he's very outspoken in not liking the abortion law in Alabama, like many, many people. Mm-hmm. And they said, we're going to give you your money back.
Whoa.
You know, which is,
okay.
What? First of all, colleges,
well, it's a little,
colleges but, never give money back.
But wait a second, it's a little more than that, because then he also demanded the students protest the university.
Well,
and
he said
also,
students.
He also allegedly had some crazy demands for the law school.
They didn't get specific about that.
I mean, the other side of it is, why does the guy who gives the money make all the rules and make decide what
they do?
To do? Well,
because they give the money.
Well, then don't ever accept the money. So they returned it because they didn't want to play by his rules. I
don't know. They never explained
that, aspect,
that part of it. There's a lot of that, though, that they're just sort of saying, but they're not explaining. I don't know what he wanted the law school to do.
They said it had nothing to do with it. He's the one that claimed it was because of his abortion. His pro-choice stance, and he wrote an op-ed in the Washington Post.
Well, he was asking
the university said
students.
No, it has nothing to do with that. It has him. It has to do with the way he wanted us to run the law school, and that he wanted students
to boycott
the university that he donated money to.
Well, yeah, he did ask students to boycott, but are students really going to boycott the school? I mean,
No, but it's kind of a weird thing to do if you're donating money.
I agree. I think it's weird, too. His parents both went there, so he wanted to make this donation. But the idea that he donated $26 million and they just said, here's a check. And then a few months later goes, oh, by the way, I want to do this. I mean, usually those things are kind of dealt with up front.
Right.
I don't know. He may be an asshole.
But is it worse
to
accept the money and just do whatever this big donor says to do?
Well, I don't know.
I think, but isn't that a little...
I know, obviously, this is a tug of war, and the school looks bad, and he looks bad.
I mean, if anything,
to say that he was trying to, you know, run the law school or whatever, didn't they take the money already?
Yeah.
So wouldn't there be some kind of conditions involved?
Didn't they take money?
They named the law school after him. Don't you think they would know him at the point in time they named the law school after him? Shouldn't they have some idea what he wants for his money?
Well, I know his dad.
Maybe.
I know his dad donated a lot of the money. His dad used to own the Buccaneers.
The son donated $2 million to the golf team. Are they giving that money back too? The women's golf team?
I don't think so, because I think it has to do with how they wanted to run the law school.
I see. So he only wants to run the law school, but not the women's golf team.
I can't tell the women's golf team what to do.
They named That's the law school.
Inappropriate.
I find it hard to believe that whatever he wanted had not been discussed before. I mean, it seems interesting that the minute he says he doesn't like the abortion law and Alabama students should boycott the university, the money comes back.
Isn't it
maybe
like
he's
that,
overbearing,
though?
Once he donated the money, he's like, no, we're doing it this way. You don't know.
Well, it's possible.
People who donate that kind of money, though, going to be overbearing about a lot of things?
Well, they're donating $26 million. Yeah, I think they do want something.
50 people in for something, and they stop you at the door. You're like, hey, no. Like, check it out. I donated.
I suspect it has a lot to do with him suggesting people, out-of-state students, boycott the school. Because they also make a lot of money on out-of-state fees. But do you really think
they said as much? They didn't say, because you would think that you think a university, of all things, would be pro-choice, too, even if it is in Alabama.
State law. Public university. It's a state school. The trustees are very conservative. I don't know. But, you know, it is a... I suspect the out-of-state students, I was thinking that they probably wouldn't boycott the school, but I would think a lot of out-of-state students might think twice about going to Alabama.
Sure.
Over that law? I mean, they're 18 to 21 years old?
Yeah, God forbid.
I mean, not that
God
you're thinking you're going to need an abortion, but it just seems like if there's any reason you're going to not go to a school, that might be one of them.
I just
wouldn't. It's a pretty, I mean, rape and incest included?
It's a pretty
strict law. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I don't know the ins and outs. I saw that they said, he was trying to run the law school or something. And I thought, well, that's really weird that his name's on the law school. The sign is up. They've cashed the check. And they're implying that suddenly he's changing the rules. I don't know. I think the comments about the abortion law and boycott have more to do with it than anything. And I don't know why they wouldn't give him back the money from the women's golf team if he's so overbearing. But
you can't be overbearing with the women's golf team.
They push back too hard. Is that it?
No, it's inappropriate. Can't push women around. Even in Alabama. Oh, wait a minute. They are.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
All right. So... was there okay? We tried to call Dean. Is it Dino? Dion? Dino?
Dino?
Dion?
The sign guy.
Dion. Yeah.
Dion.
All right.
Did you see Elvis Costello is going to get an Order of the British Empire?
Is he really?
Yes.
Well, I'm excited about that.
Is that by Queen E?
That's delightful.
He's tickled. He says it confirms his long-held suspicion that nobody really listens to words in songs. It would not have come out that way.
He's been certainly outspoken in his songs. And
he said his mother talked him into it. Elvis Costello has a mother that's still alive.
He's very tight with his parents. His father was a band leader.
I read part of that book.
Yeah, his father had a lot of influence on him in terms of music and loving music and starting early and all that.
Go home to your mom, darling.
That's interesting because Elvis feels like that guy, and I'm a huge fan, huge fan. He's that guy that I feel like never gets the credit he's really due, but he was put in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame the first year he was eligible, and it seems that in certain places he is extremely respected, in others, the public, hit records, radio stations, program directors. He didn't get a lot. Another guy gets no airplay on the radio. Absolutely none.
Song.
I know. A great song. That was a great show.
It was a great show.
The Fillmore. Back in November. And the Attractions are a great band, too. The Attractions, they didn't go in the Hall of Fame, did they?
I don't think so.
They should have.
Just Elvis.
I'm not a fan.
Those first four records, oh my God.
I know. He's on fire.
And Trump's definitely not going to be a fan because in his response to Queen Elizabeth, he had to take a shot at Trump, calling him a mediocre entrepreneur.
I am not a fan.
A mediocre entrepreneur. I know that would hurt. Yeah, I think, you know, if people are smart, instead of constantly complaining about his policies, call him a bad business person or say he doesn't have any money.
Yeah.
He doesn't have any money.
We're a hit. It hurts. Elton John's greatest hits, by the way, too, have in the top 10 again because of the movie Rocket Man.
Yes. I was thinking, we talked about it here a little bit. Yeah. I bet he becomes a new streaming star because these older acts, it seems like when something turns up, like, you know, that Help song was in a commercial, and Help all of a sudden is getting millions of streams.
Oh, yeah. What is that a commercial for again?
Google.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
They need to advertise.
But they were playing the Beatles version, too. Uh-huh. You know, they were playing other versions, and then all of a sudden, the version with John Lennon singing started playing. And it was, I have to admit, every time that commercial came out, I was like, yeah!
I know. It was cool.
Love that song.
Yeah.
One of the early Beatles songs that I think sort of made it the long way. Oh.
So somebody shot up my house, and we don't know who. But
yeah, it's a wild story.
What, this is really weird.
We found it yesterday.
Isn't it enough to have your house turning on itself and having people from the outside turn on it too?
I mean, maybe those people are sticking up for me by trying to shoot my house.
Oh, that's an interesting theory.
I just thought your house was picking another fight. This time someone decided to fight back.
It might have. But
come
we put
on, your
it,
house sucks.
We posted it on the neighborhood Facebook page.
Oh, yeah.
Just supposed to find out if anybody in the neighborhood had a window shot out with an airsoft soft gun. And we found the yellow pellet. Well, actually, Zeus did. In front of the front window, which has two. Looks like it got shot twice.
Did you bag it and tag it?
Two bullets. Yes, it is. It's in the forensic closet.
Yeah.
And it's funny because Josh listens to our show and he's like, oh, my God, it could have been me. Immediately. Some of the people on the thread didn't quite know where that was coming from. But it was hilarious.
And it was
like
funny
that could have been me.
When that lands in a thread where it doesn't belong, it is funny how bent out of shape people can get.
Yeah. And then Megan. It was my next. Yeah, it was Megan who was like, really, an airsoft damage can or gun can do that kind of damage? And I'm like, hey, wait a minute.
Don't you guys have a doorbell cam?
No, we don't. That's probably going to have to be the move then. That might force me.
You have to call Drew if he ever comes back on the show.
I know. I thought maybe that was a good entree into it, is to have him come by and...
You can call Drew anyway. Because I thought they were coming on in June.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
I have a perfect scenario for...
Wrong.
I'm going to call Janie.
His pitch.
That's shooting at windows. That's, I mean,
well,
it's probably some teenage.
Do you remember?
Putts.
Yeah, probably.
I'm
something
guessing
like
some
that.
Putts. It's probably for
get
some
off my lawn.
It's probably your karma back from some teenage prank you pulled.
I have no
probably,
doubt
it's
about
probably
that.
The Hmongs no next door. Wasn't that the plot of
El Camino or
Gran Torino?
Gran Torino. Yeah.
Isn't that the plot?
So remember when you said I needed
shooting
a
at the house?
I thought there were some gunshots at the house.
I don't remember.
Yeah, maybe so.
Anything about that
because
movie?
Because it was so
either.
Bad.
Except it was in Ferndale, right? They shot it in Ferndale. Or?
They did. I think you're right about that. Yeah, yes. It was one of these burbs around here. Yes, that sounds right. Or no, East. I was going to say East Point
I thought it was Highland Park.
Yeah, Highland Park. Right?
Was it?
Okay. Okay.
No. Anyway, Mark, you suggested that I cut my bushes in the front,
yes.
Sculpt them a little.
Yes.
Now, see, I have a really good reason for letting that all go.
Yeah, you absolutely should put a moat around your house. Build that wall.
Yes, definitely.
You need the Mexicans to pay for it.
You know, I want
this lovely voice.
Bush.
I went to this movie in the theater,
yeah.
And people laughed uproariously at all the racial jokes. They did.
Oh, yeah, people
they
like
did.
Racial
that was
jokes.
Like, that was what people liked in the theater. They absolutely laughed out loud.
Is that the point of it?
Just wondering. I don't know.
It was really Eastwood's way to get a bunch of racial jokes
maybe.
Out there. Hey, look at this one I wrote. What do you get when you cross a Hmong with a Vietnamese? I don't know. Can't tell them apart. I don't know what
it's the punchline.
If that movie came out this year, I wonder if it would get harsher treatment, maybe.
Oh, probably not. No, because he spoiler alert, he learns to accept them, doesn't he?
Yes, it's a redemption movie.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's ludicrous.
People love that.
Well, Archie Bunker was redemptive in a way.
Yeah, he was, didn't he? He's still, in the end, didn't he become friends?
Get off my lawn. Get off my lawn.
Get off my lawn.
How cliche.
Oh, man. Cuba Gooding Jr. is accused of grabbing a 30-year-old boob on a 30-year-old woman.
Well, you could have a 30-year-old boob on a 50-year-old
could be
woman.
A 5-year-old boob. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyways, at a club, supposedly hammered, just hammered at 9 p.m.,
and
he grabbed this woman's boob, and she called 911.
I want to hear that call.
What?
I know.
Is there a 911 call we can listen to?
It should be out there eventually, I suppose.
Cuba
Maybe it's not always out there right
grab
away.
Grab my boob.
What?
And then there was an argument after the boob grab that security broke up, and he left the club.
Good job, Gooding.
So
Junior.
She ran around trying to get other people to grab her boobs until 1 a.m. and then called 911, apparently. And Cuba Gooding is being sought. There's an APB out for Cuba Gooding.
Here he is partying the
Where
night.
Where could he be?
The night of.
Oh, is that the night?
Faithfully?
Wait, is that the same night, Brandon?
Yeah.
It is, really?
Well, they're all singing it together.
Oh, Lord.
No, he's just partying, yeah.
Are we sure he didn't just stumble and fall, and that was the first thing that...
He grabbed onto?
Yeah.
Well, he's around some big boobs there.
I thought he was gay for some reason.
Boat Club? Boat... What's that movie?
Boat Trip.
Boat Trip, yeah. Maybe because he was gay
in
Boat Trip?
He was gay in Boat Trip.
Wait, was he straight on a gay boat?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe that's it.
I think that's it. That is the worst movie, by the way.
Yeah.
The worst movie.
Well, worst in a good way.
Brandon was saying... Kind of. Will Ferrell's in it, isn't he?
Is he really?
Does he have a cameo? Isn't he a travel agent or something?
Oh, my God. I don't know.
Can we find that scene, possibly?
I'll look for it.
Brandon was saying he has... What has he done? And I was thinking, God, I can't think of anything he's done lately. And then I was going through his stuff, and there's this endless stream of movies that I've never heard of. And then 2007, he was in Norbit. He was the boyfriend who was such an asshole.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Of the girl Norbit was in love with. Spoiler alert.
Jeez. So 14 of his last 17 have been direct to video.
Fuck you. Hey, fuck you right back, buddy.
Artie Lang, Lang is
back
in
off.
Boat
I don't
want
to see an out of shape slob get his butt kicked. He ain't that out of shape. Talking about you. You breaking sweat changing your shoes.
Oh, stop.
Hey, good
Bite
joke.
Me. Blow me. Kiss my ass.
Fuck your mother.
Oh, yeah? No one would want to fuck my mother because she's too ugly.
I think I lost that one, didn't I?
Oh, yeah.
Is this Boat Trip?
Yes. There's Will. Or supposed to be Will, I thought.
He's a travel agent,
you.
I think,
fuck
isn't he?
Fuck you, pal. Fuck
yeah.
you back.
Fuck your mother.
Oh, yeah? Well, no, I would fuck my mother.
Oh, my God, what a stupid movie. It's so bad.
Oh, here's Will.
But he was in The Butler.
What's the problem here?
This guy. Peckerface. Mm-hmm. That's the problem.
This guy's a jerk.
Six
All right,
years
Brian,
ago.
You know what? Enough. Let me handle this. You go check on the ski packages.
Yeah.
Ski over near the Maui getaways. Remember?
Yeah. Yeah.
Since the changeover?
Yeah, I remember.
I am so sorry.
You should probably do something about that guy.
Don't worry, I've already taken care of it.
And A, I'm a letter writer.
Duly noted.
All right.
Oh my God, what a stupid
But
movie.
Of course, he was OJ in the American Crime Story.
That's right. Yeah, he's phenomenal.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Well, he just really blended into that character
because yeah,
I didn't
was.
Remember.
Well, if you look at his, you know how they show you the movie that did the best and then the next best and the next best? There's really just a few things that he's significant in after Jerry Maguire.
Radio?
I guess.
Oh boy, yeah.
He came in studio for the movie Instinct.
Yeah.
With his director.
Yeah, that was
which
weird.
Which is like, it's whenever that happens, so it's like, nobody cares about the director. Get him out of here. And I think Cuba was trying to coach the director into the conversation because I don't know why.
So it wasn't so
cared.
Awkward.
Maybe. It just made it more awkward.
John Turteltaub?
Turteltaub.
Possibly.
Like Turteltaub.
I have no idea. I don't remember.
Well, I mean, it was such a great movie. Now we know I was going
I know.
From city to city to promote it.
And I wanted the guy to disappear, whatever his name was, so I probably forgot his name.
I like
his name
Turtles.
Tom.
But Cuba was really nice.
Yeah, he's very,
very friendly.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's... He likes to party. I remember Matt was at that Chelios blast, that golf outing,
yeah,
and Cuba was there. Right. And Cuba was, I think he was performing with the band for hours. And there was some major partying going on there.
Wow.
I still to this day think Matt was holding back and giving me some details that could have been pretty interesting.
Well, now would be the time.
The only thing I really remember, it's been a long time. I do remember this, that Bernie Kosar was really hammered, and I think he showed up around the eighth hole because they were partying so hard the night before.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is his daughter there?
Kosar's?
Yeah.
What's the deal with his daughter?
Didn't she do porn for a while?
Did Bernie Kosar's daughter did?
Boy, yeah. Well, I hope she did.
Really?
I swear that was a thing.
Well, let me look it up.
Well, he's got three of them, Sarah, Rebecca, and Rachel.
All right, well, which one did porn? Didn't one of them have a porn site and he was really bummed out about it?
Maybe she's just a webcam girl.
I don't think so. I think this was around, I think we're in the old building when this happened, so it's like late 90s.
Well, there's a rumor that Lexi Silver is Bernie Kosar's porn actress daughter, but that looks like a rumor that has absolutely
It was definitely true.
Okay. Daughter of NFL star, a porn star? Question mark.
It was definitely true.
It says Lexi Silver is her. Let's look Lexi Silver up for show prep.
I swear that he even commented on it because he was really bummed out.
What? Yeah. You just make a public comment that Lexi Silver is my daughter.
I was really bummed out.
Star.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's look at her work.
Slow down.
Does there appear to be a co-star family resemblance?
Well, it'd be
oh,
the
is this
hair.
Her?
I'm looking her up right now.
Okay.
Let's see. Oh, yeah. It's called Ex Football Player's Daughter Caught Doing Porn.
Ooh. Hot!
Oh.
What are you looking at?
That's right. She was with this is it. I remember this now.
Is she good?
Yeah. I mean, she's with another girl.
That's her?
No, that's the other girl. Oh, come on. No one undresses that slowly.
That shirt removal.
It's ridiculous.
But she's the brunette?
Yeah. But I remember a website, like, comparing her available photos with the porn actress.
Nice little body. Yeah. Are those implants?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh.
Nice. Oh, okay, my.
Jump right into it.
Wow.
All right.
Sorry, Trudy.
Daddy's little girl.
Yeah, Trudy's never seen stuff like that.
Bernie's daughter is the more impressive. They're sharing a penis at the moment.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
And Bernie's daughter was more aggressive, for what that's worth.
All right.
Okay. That's kind of one at a time in that situation.
Yeah, that's...
Brandon, you're such a prude.
It's a butthole.
Okay. Oh, so that was... could have been Bernie Kosar's
daughter. It is.
Lexi Silver, if anybody wants to look at her and do their own show prep.
Yeah, Brandon, I'm surprised you weren't more up on that story.
You know what? It looks like it's really just the one video.
It wasn't really.
Yeah, it was just one website that came out with it when it originally came out. Remember when back in the late 90s, there would be a each girl would have their own website instead of, when the Pornhub didn't exist.
Yeah.
They'd have stills of the photos.
Yeah. Well, these webcam is what do webcam girls still make zillions of dollars?
Some
or
do.
Did
yeah.
Did they ever? I mean, do most of them or just a few of them?
That's how they all make money now.
Yeah, they make good coins.
Nobody makes money in porn, so they get those token tips.
Because
so I've heard.
Okay, I see this story. I sent it to you, Brandon. The story about Mason Reese, the child star Mikey. I sent you the email.
Okay.
With actually, we should play it.
I thought he died.
Weird
No. He's in a new show called Out of My League.
It's like Bruce Love. Blanche.
It's called Out of My League, Love Don't Judge. Because Mason Reese, that guy, is dating a 26-year-old who's a webcam girl.
What?
And she's pretty hot, but she used to be a sugar
baby
or whatever. But now she's really in love with Mason. Check out the audio on this. They're really in love.
This is 26-year-old model Sarah.
I would think she'd starve as a webcam girl. I don't think she's that hot.
She fell in love with.
Not bad.
Yeah.
But there's zillions of these girls.
A 54-year-old retired child star turned entrepreneur.
I don't see myself as being in her league.
Wasn't he the Mikey guy?
Go.
Hey, Mikey.
How tall is he?
Mikey likes everything.
I think that was a different actor, but
Mikey
I remember
try
Mason,
it. Oh, maybe that was a different actor.
Wait, he's like 2 feet tall.
Other people have come
just
out
look up Mason you know, Reese. You'll see what he's really? In some famous commercials.
With that dude? Like, why?
Devil.
Now it's getting serious. Will their nearest and dearest accept their love?
what I hope Mason is like.
Deviled ham?
I'm not expecting maybe like a character.
Wait, this is a shortened version, Brandon. Did you speed ahead?
No, this is a 10-minute clip.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Or maybe that was just a teaser, and now they're going to get into it. Yeah, because they talk about how they met and all that.
This Sarah's, I'll be 54. You look very pretty.
You look very adorable.
Thank you. There's 28
He's
years
not adorable.
Between the two of us. And
he does have money.
You know, the funny thing is, this is the first relationship of my life with a massive age discrepancy. The last time I dated someone 26 is probably when I was 28.
The couple might not be considered a natural fit, but that hasn't held their romance back.
Oh, when I first met Mason, I thought he was the most adorable person on the planet. I like older men because they're more mature.
Weird.
I just love the way they look.
Oh, come
on, I actually like gray hair and bald guys.
Fake!
Does anyone believe that?
No.
I don't know.
Are there 26-year-olds that feel that way? I don't think so either.
Mason and I first communicated through Facebook. I thought he was really intelligent.
I'm not going to put myself down. I think I'm a nice guy. I think I'm a funny guy to be with. I think I have a lot to offer. But the truth of the matter is, I don't see myself as being in her league.
You're not.
So when she expressed interest,
it's not even close.
It was an Ivory Snow commercial.
I think
if he was a good-looking 50-year-old guy, maybe. I don't know, maybe.
It sounds like he was on the Mike Douglas show a bunch.
Yeah.
Is that
my little friend Mason Reese.
My little friend.
I'm singing in the rain.
Dumb.
Oh, how stupid. I swear to God, I remember him from commercials.
He was in the Dunkin' Donuts Munchkins commercial and the Underwood Deviled Ham commercial.
Mike Douglas used to make me moist when I watched the show. I would get moist when I watched the show. Only white man ever did that to me was Mike Douglas.
Okay, there he's kind of adorable as a little kid.
Where's
but
my post raisin bread?
I've got the post raisin bread. Cuz I just wanted to tell you, this seal's got a lot
got the little Dutch boy haircut.
Raisins.
Why do you talk that way?
And I get fun stickers too. Just peel them off, and you can stick.
But he grew up really
anything.
Weird looking.
Yeah, he's got the same haircut, by the way.
He needs some neosinephrine.
He does.
Juice. Okay, that
needs
girl.
A haircut.
If we'd gone further into the video, you'd have seen that girl is a webcam girl still.
Nice.
It's like, wait, if she's with Mason Reese, does she really? Is she trying to bump up her webcam girl?
It's her side hustle.
I think she's pretty.
I know. I think she is pretty, but I just don't believe that she's really.
I owned bars and restaurants for 20 years here in New York City.
Ooh, that's a
retired
nice
from that a couple of years ago, and I've kind of been living the life of leisure
retired
really ever since.
From that?
I do adult modeling, webcam modeling.
You want to check celebrity net worth?
Hey, guys.
I'll check it.
What are you up to tonight?
Whoa.
It's not just like a sexual thing. I like to actually talk to people.
Oh, yeah, right.
I like to get to know people, ask them where they're from,
they really care
about whatever.
Oh, shut up.
As they say, let's see your pussy.
Let's ask him about
right.
Whatever. He's got a net worth of $1
million. $1
million? So where are you from?
Parents were famous.
He's got a place in New York City. I mean,
he retired from the restaurant industry.
Yeah.
So does
he's living the life of leisure.
So does Jonah Falcon. Jonah's dick is as tall as he is. Mason
I think
Reese.
He has more money than Jonah Falcon.
He's the youngest son of William Reese and former actress Sonia Darren.
Okay, so he's
either one of those people.
He's going to have a lot of money.
Yeah, from them, I guess.
She likes people. She likes talking to people.
Oh, why does she? Come on, you have to be a webcam girl to meet people.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Gross.
Totally.
I think she could do something else.
Nah,
no, actually, you know what? No, I take that back.
Skills.
I don't think she could do anything else. Just like the girl
followers.
Without her follower. Yeah, exactly. Oh, I saw another idiot with a huge following, by the way. I mean, idiot. Last night I started recording this new show. It was on after 90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah.
Smothered.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, God. I'm well aware of Smothered.
Oh, my God.
Julie and I were watching all the previews before the show.
What's Smothered?
It's crazy. It's about
Smothered with a capital M.
It's about
people
are smothered by
my mother.
Yeah.
My clerk concept.
Yes. Except these girls, this one girl, she's turning 21. She's like, her mom and her got breast implants together. Huge breast implants.
Wow.
And so actually, if you play it, I think I started recording it around where this happened last night.
Have you seen
this is just idiotic.
Have you seen the black mom with the black daughter that share their bath water with each other?
No, I haven't seen that yet.
So gross.
Look at this. They're both kind of hot. Kind of hot.
Oh, they're huge.
Let me start it and then you finish it.
Is it your birthday?
Did I make you?
I'm turning 21 and I want my mom to come be 21 with me.
I love you so much. You're like my best friend. Like, for real now.
For real, for real. My mom is obsessed with me and I'm equally as obsessed with her.
She's been the best thing that's ever happened to me.
They got their lips done together?
Yeah, and they both look ridiculous with them. They do everything big.
We like attention.
I think people misunderstand our relationship, but
no,
we have never cared. This is our movie, and everyone's just extras.
Things that we do that other moms and daughters don't do together is party together, go out together, club together.
Thank guys.
And when I was old enough, we got our boobs done together. We go to the gynecologist together. She's a reflection of me. I'm a reflection of her. If my kook is disgusting, that's her reflection.
We're going to Vegas.
So excited about that.
And you're sure friends are going to be okay with me going?
Of course, Mom, my bestie.
All right, I just want to make sure.
I want you to have a good time, like, all the way. I push her to be out there. Let's go to Vegas. You can...
wants to go to Vegas with her mom.
Like, if you were 20. Why not?
I guess Mom
knows best. You're a little peanut like that. And the day I went to the doctor, he was like, there she is. I knew that Mariah,
see the dresses they
from the
wear
day
in
that
Vegas.
She was born, I knew she was going to be everything to me.
That's weird.
I smothered Mariah like crazy.
I've always been more close to my mom than my dad. I don't know. Nice. I just was born that way. When my parents divorced, it was just my mom, and she needed me to help with Chanel, my little sister. I had to, like,
step up. Oh, great. There's a sister?
Yeah, who means nothing to either one of them.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, well, she looks normal.
I have different bonds.
What's y'all up to?
Here's a sister.
Sometimes we look to Chanel to kind of keep us grounded. She's such an adult. We're doing makeup. Want to do yours?
No, I'm good. I'm going to go in here and take a nap, do some homework. Some of the things my sister and my mom do, I wouldn't do. The way they dress sometimes is crazy. The way they act.
What's up, ladies?
Hey. Even though my parents are divorced, we all live under one roof. And to make it work. Growing up, I wasn't
for financial reasons
super close with my dad. It took some time for my mom to rebuild her relationship with him.
What the hell y'all doing?
Why do you always have to have that face?
Our living situation, it's different because me and Sandra are not married anymore.
But it makes sense for us financially, and it gives me a chance to be around my daughters more. I'm going to watch the TV.
No, you're not.
What you mean?
No, you're not. We're in here.
Being in the house again with three adult women is more than I bargained for.
I love the thought that he was going to watch TV while they're filming a TV show.
Mariah as if have gone overboard, even with dress.
When Mariah turned 19, she started dressing a little bit more provocative.
How do you find these terrible, terrible, terrible shows?
TLC, I just happen to be on TLC.
My alter ego. It's like my sexy side. When my mom first saw my photo shoots on my social media, she was very shocked. But I explained to her that those pictures empower me, and I'm comfortable in my own skin. So I was thinking, like, maybe this sheer dress.
Okay, watch this dress that they're going to wear.
My mom used to dress super modest, and I've encouraged her to dress how she wants to dress. So over time, I've made my mom more comfortable in being sexy and embracing her body.
Oh my god, I'm so excited.
Okay. Look at that dress.
Okay.
It's see-through.
She'd sacrificed everything to raise me and my sister. And I admire her, and I just want the world to
see. Look at
those
skanky pictures. Okay,
how beautiful.
Over 400,000 followers on Instagram.
Yeah,
really?
PG. Yeah. We need to get it X-rated.
Right.
Before we move
on. They look ridiculous. Get rid of them. Why don't you?
Naked if we wanted to.
Look, now they both have them on. See-through tops.
Around, so we have to have some clothes on.
Slut. Let's just go see what your dad thinks.
Used to walk around nude till dad moved in. Okay, look, they're modeling their see-through dresses for dad.
What? Where the hell y'all going? The
girl's holding her hands over her nipples.
Vegas.
The daughter.
She's 21, remember?
Y'all looking like some ghetto mermaids or something.
It's cute, but y'all look too much in the front. This is all I hope. You need to
covered up a little
something somehow.
That girl's the voice of reason.
I just can't believe that they're super comfortable wearing these out in public.
Okay, you can pause. The two.
Showing off your fake tits.
The mother and the daughter.
They look stupid. They look like some Vegas bitch. They look like a Vegas whore.
The younger sister and the father try to tell them, you're out of control. You're dressing like sluts. And they just gang up on whoever says it, and they're just defeated.
Right.
Because they just gang up on everyone. They agree with each other always.
Of course.
And he was even trying to say that, you're really going to wear those dresses in Las Vegas? And they're like, yeah, of course. What are you talking about? And he's like, well, I don't want people grabbing at my daughter. And they're like, you don't care when she's growing up. You don't have anything to offer. Now, all of a sudden, you're going to boss her around. It's like, what? Because the mother was smothering, and he was just the father.
Oh,
so he's not allowed to have any say in anything.
There's also this girl with her mom, and that she's that's a poor man Jace Tower that she is like dating there. Doesn't he look like Jay Towers?
He looks like him a little bit.
And then in the preview, he like asks her to marry him, and mom said no.
Yeah, he wants her to move in with him. I think they're talking about this right here, and she says, "Oh, not without my mom." I mean, I have you here and I have my mom sitting here.
And she's gross.
Thank you.
But she won't move in with him without her mom.
But he can do better than her.
That was a lot of fun.
Definitely.
It was. I'm still a little...
shaky?
Just a little bit.
He's quite a tool, though.
Yeah.
If I may, I have something important to ask.
And I...
She looks bummed out, like weirded out.
Just wanted to ask something that I've been thinking about.
Don't say it.
What is it?
Have you thought about...
Oh, what God. A tease. Come on.
No! Knock it off.
Ridiculous. Oh, this show is really, really good.
It's pretty stupid.
It's dumb.
I think it's real, though. I mean, I know it's a reality show, and of course they want to make it as interesting as possible, but I don't think you can act this way.
Like I said, when they show the one lady getting in her mom's bathwater, I about threw up.
Okay, here we go. These dopes.
Have you ever considered?
No, I literally have not. My mom has been there for everything, and I can't leave her out.
I know.
But, I mean, you're important to me, too. And I would be willing to do it. I just have never thought about it. I want to make sure that my mom is okay with it, too.
I feel it is a little odd for Angelica to have to ask Sonny permission.
She like 26, 27?
To be able to maybe make the decision
but she's
on her
smothered.
Own. This is a big step.
Mm-hmm. I think that it'd be difficult to picture my life without my mom, but I would be ready to have a different experience in my life. Be with Jason and only Jason and see if I can, you know, handle that distance between my mom and I.
Oh, God. How pathetic.
Not going to happen.
Wow. Oh, and she's gross,
she's
too.
Disgusting.
Good TV, man.
Why
doesn't
he...
you're being facetious when you say that.
Why doesn't he go for something, first of all, hotter, and second of all, somebody who's not a nut?
Yeah.
It's insane.
He needs more self-confidence.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. He was so meek asking. He's like, I was just thinking, and I don't know. So anyway, there's two stories a couple things, maybe more, that we haven't gotten into because there's just a lot going on. But they're both things I just absolutely could not miss today. One is that Justin Bieber tweeted out a challenge to fight Tom Cruise in the Octagon last night.
Cool, I'm there. Let's do it.
He says, you know, if you won't do it, you're a coward. And I mean, it's really sort of an in-your-face thing. Is this a joke?
Well, does he ever cross paths with Tom Cruise?
I don't think so. But Tom Cruise is 56 years old. Bieber's 25. Why is Cruise a coward if he won't fight Justin Bieber in the Octagon? It's his checkmark to count.
Yeah.
He can run a mile in, what, like 3 minutes?
Yeah, he runs like 50 miles an hour.
So he'd
in every movie.
Bieber should be scared, right?
I kind of think Tom, it's funny, I tweeted this out today that somehow Justin Bieber has created a situation where I'm rooting for Tom Cruise. How can that be?
Wait, who would win that fight?
I think Tom Cruise would.
Oh, Cruise won. All day long.
Why? I mean, I'm rooting for Justin.
Biebs boxes.
Yeah, wait, how tall is Biebs?
Oh, that's a good point.
Biebs' height.
Oh, he's got a better reach. But see, Brandon and I were
younger
talking
too.
5'9".
Tom Cruise will train like a mother bleeper. Tom Cruise.
Biebs has been training though.
Yeah, but Tom Cruise, when he does anything, I mean, I have to give him his due for this. Whenever
he's 56,
I know he's 56, but yeah, he's in good shape.
He'd fuck Bieber up.
56 Scientology years.
Oh, that's right.
So he's like, he could be 18 in real years.
Us Biebs is full of feet.
Biebs has Biebs has 4 inches on him.
Biebs gets colds. Cruise doesn't get colds.
Right.
Laugh. It sounds so fake.
I feel like Tom would slap. Like you just, you know, like Miscavige slaps people. I think Tom would just be like a slap fighter.
No, Miscavige
not a movie.
Would punch.
Huh?
David Miscavige punched people.
Yeah, he does.
He punches people. He was about to hit me first.
But he had a couple of big Scientology guys hold them first, though. So it's not like he could really punch him if.
When the people try to fight back, the bodyguards grab them.
Yeah. Can we do a Twitter poll on this?
Bieber versus Cruise?
Yeah,
sure. I think it's a good
Bieber
poll.
Bieber versus Cruise, who you got? I got sure.
Who would win? Who do you want to win?
I got Cruise.
Yeah, me too.
I think you guys are really underestimating Bieber.
I'm a Bieber sign.
Bieber's a beanpole.
He's not, though.
Yeah. He's pretty lanky.
Have you seen him fighting? Have you seen him boxing? There's plenty of videos of him out there boxing.
Huge Bieber.
You're so in love with him.
Huge Bieber fan.
Well, in this scenario, absolutely will be in his corner.
Yes.
100%. Plus, he has God on his side as opposed to Xenu.
That's true.
I think Cruise is more of a. I think Cruise will bust his ass to get in shape for Bieber.
Well, so will Biebs, though.
Well, why is Bieber boxing, by the way?
Why is he getting ready for Cruise?
Why is he so mad at Tom Cruise?
Look at that form. Look at that. Yeah, ooh,
why
ooh, ooh.
Why does he want to fight Tom Cruise, by the way? Beating a 56-year-old is nothing to brag about.
Well, sure. But that's the whole difference.
Why doesn't he try to take on, I don't know, Diddy or...
Diddy's too old, too, for
okay, someone his age.
I know, he's going to go for somebody way older after
he's
Tom
more than,
Cruise.
He's more than twice his age.
I don't know, I think he would win.
I think it'd be cool if he won, and then we could have him fight a succession of people we hate.
Who should he fight?
I want him to fight OJ, that'd be
like
cool.
Who's a young guy that's his age? What's Miley Cyrus's husband guy?
Oh, Liam Hemsworth.
He fights Liam Hemsworth and murder him.
Yeah, what? Liam Hemsworth, handsomeness would.
Yeah, but isn't he tall and big? Hemsworth?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean. He would kill Bieber.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Cruise will hire the best trainers. He'll work it. He'll work his
so
ass off to get ready for it.
Wait.
Far and away.
Didn't Bieber train with Floyd Mayweather? Wasn't he part of that?
I have no idea.
Yes, I swear he was in Mayweather's corner for a fight.
I still take Cruise.
You guys are wrong.
I got some actual video of Tom Cruise fighting.
I think Cruise has more determination.
This is a movie.
He ripped a guy's arm off in the last Jack Reacher movie, didn't he?
You're right, he did.
Oh my God, look at him. He's. Oh, haymakers.
He doesn't know that. Oh,
look how tough
punch.
He is.
Look at his muscles. He's got big muscles.
Oh, bullshit. Bees would wipe the floor with him.
Look how nobody's taller than him in that whole scene.
What is the point of Bieber beating Tom Cruise anyway? Why is he acting like...
To prove Cruise like you guys are wrong.
For the rights.
Must to fool you, you know, show you guys that you're wrong.
But who would pick the 56-year-old anyway? I mean, I'm surprised
too.
I am, but...
So what are the
odds? You should beat a 56-year-old. So I don't understand what is the point? Why doesn't he's acting like, I'm so big and bad, Tom Cruise, I want you in the octagon. Why does he say, Buddy Ebsen, I want you in the octagon.
No, after Cruise.
Or Shaq, I want you in the octagon.
After Cruise, he's going to fight a 12-year-old. Just go to him.
Isn't it ridiculous?
You're next, Vigoda.
Why doesn't he fight one of his contemporaries who's actually badass?
Larry King, I'm taking you down.
Like Christian Slater or...
Christian Slater's too old.
Aren't they the same age?
Christian Slater?
Tom Cruise?
Oh, we were talking about
Tom Cruise. Oh. Well, Cruise doesn't want to fight
anybody.
Oh,
that's right. That's right. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Bieber's the troublemaker.
Right. Oh, so who's Biebs? Zac Efron. He should fight Zac Efron.
Oh, Zac Efron would destroy him.
Yeah, Zac Efron.
Why would Zac Efron destroy him?
Because Efron's ripped, man, isn't he?
Yeah, but he's not working out with a trainer, is he?
Now you're
Biebs.
Oh,
yeah.
I just know that Cruise is intense. And he doesn't have any thetans.
Why do you think that Bieber isn't intense?
Oh, is that Kevin?
Because he's crying every 5 minutes. He cries all the time.
That's out of the ring.
His headgear gets knocked off. He'll be bawling his eyes out.
Oh, no. He'll be focused. Laser focused.
This is why.
It's a distraction.
Oh, please. This is not a reflection of his boxing skills.
Since when did you become such a Bieber nut? Oh, my God.
In this scenario. In this scenario, I absolutely will.
Zac Efron is 5'8 and Biebs is 5'9, so right around the same height.
Oh,
Cruise will bull rush him. Cruise knows karate, too.
Because this song is so much better than Tom Cruise singing.
Cruise sings Free Falling pretty well.
There's Cruise singing. From Rock of Ages.
But it's just as good as Bieber.
Not even close.
Hey, get a room with Bieber. Jeez.
I'm in his corner with against Cruz.
Tom Cruise has never been sexy to me. Ever.
Well,
really? Even
I don't
in
think
that?
You're his type.
And definitely not. I'm a suppressive
person. I just cannot believe this is real, though. Why would Bieber be challenging Tom Cruise?
Starting to start some shit and it works.
So there's been no news today about this being fake or it's a joke.
Nothing, but we know it is.
The only thing is, a half hour ago, Bieber posted a video that's like it's basically the Far and Away video that we were watching, but then it's Photoshopped. So I don't know. I don't know if he was just being funny or.
Does he have a beef with Tom Cruise?
How? Why? Over what?
I don't know. What are any of these stupid beefs? I mean, aren't they all ridiculous?
Pretty ridiculous.
I don't know.
I like this one, though. This is funny.
Yeah, it's... Well, if it happened, it'd be great. I'd be excited.
Sure.
I'd pay to watch.
Oh, hell yeah. I would. That's what pay-per-view needs, is a couple of these.
Well, they did celebrity boxing, but they never put really... They never had great matchups.
What was going to be on pay-per-view yesterday that was...
Somebody having sex, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, it was Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's
the biggest moneymaker ever.
I think Cruise and Bieber would be the undercard to that.
That would be... The purchases would be like 96% females buying it. And they'd have masturbation parties. They would. They'd be huge.
That's a great idea.
Great.
So I mean,
both of them could retire. They could just stop making music and movies right then.
That would be huge.
I mean, who didn't see that coming?
Apparently, a
mile away. They had to stay there together for a little while to make sure that it didn't look like Lady Gaga
for
broke
the daughter,
them up.
For their daughter.
When I saw them looking into each other's eyes,
you knew,
at the
yeah.
Oscars, yeah, and they're performing live again for only the second time.
Oh. On pay-per-view.
In Las Vegas.
When they're going to get it on.
Yeah. If they sang before they got it on or afterwards while they were refracting.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. They're refracting and they're still looking at each other's eyes. Oh, my God.
Get out the mops. Gross.
Oh, she could only sing with Bradley. She couldn't sing with anyone else.
That arena will be flooded.
It will.
Ugh.
They'll have to have they'll have to have thousands of backup sump pumps in the place. What a debacle! Half the crowd drowns.
Oh, gross. That'd be the worst kind of drowning.
Oh boy!
Oh my God!
At least they'd be getting off while they're drowning.
Well, that's true. Yeah, so it wouldn't be the worst.
Jesus.
So I don't know how we lasted this long without talking about O.J. Simpson, who has moved on, and I'm so happy for him because there's been a lot of negativity because he murdered two people.
I don't live in a no negative. I live in a no negative zone.
Yeah, the old No Negative Zone. Never heard of it before, but it's kind of nice that he's done robbing people at gunpoint for his murdering clothes and murdering people, you know, back in 94. That now he wants to be in the No Negative Zone.
Well, I'm done murdering and robbing people, so I'm going to be in the No Negative Zone.
I love that the city of Las Vegas apologized to him for incarcerating him for the crime he committed. Did you catch that part?
What?
After his release from prison in Nevada, many expected him to return to Florida, but friends in Vegas persuaded him to stay there.
This town's been good to me. Everybody I meet seems to be apologizing for what happened to me here.
Wait, that's according to him, not according to Las Vegas.
Everybody, he always says that. Nobody thinks I'm a murderer. Everybody's nice to me.
Well, not the murders, but even his
incarceration. No, I know, but back in the day you said, people are nice to me. That's the media.
Do you want to play back
the negative zone media?
You want to play back the Inside Edition story? Because it looked like Jim Murray interviewed one of his cohorts.
Oh, excellent. I don't want to look back at all that negativity. Nicole blowing Keith with the kids in the house.
That's definitely a negative zone, and I don't go with it.
It's fine.
OJ's doing great.
It's O.J. Simpson showing off his new life in Las Vegas.
Ron would still be
in
waiting tables.
In photos for the Associated Press, Simpson poses in his home office.
Nicole would have drowned
behind
in semen by now.
You see football souvenirs. And look at the books from bestsellers Dan Brown, John Grisham, and Lee
Child.
He
hasn't read any of those.
In this photo, he's in the garden of his new home in Vegas, grinning broadly and wearing a floral shirt. Just 2 days before the 25th anniversary of the murders of his ex-wife Nicole and her friend Ron Goldman.
We'll celebrate that.
Simpson says the slayings are the subject I will never revisit again. We don't need to go back and relive the worst day of our lives, he says. My family and I have moved on to what we call no negative zone. We focus on the positives.
He does his own thing, stays kind of low.
I don't want to put up with this shit anymore.
Jim Ray spoke to Simpson's friend Bruce Fromong.
Oh. He shops at Costco. He's seen quite often at the Costco. He's got a favorite cigar grotto that he likes to go to.
Great.
He's got his own locker there.
What is the reaction when people see him?
Most people, you know, people that might recognize him will say, hello, Jay, you know, hey, how you doing?
I got a selfie.
But there's not a big reaction to it.
Simpson now lives in this gated community. It
he hasn't murdered anyone since.
He would move to Florida where two of his children live, but he tells the AP that his friends persuaded him to stay in Las Vegas, and he says he doesn't regret the decision.
In the new interview, Simpson reveals he's visited Florida two or three times to see the kids and my old buddies, but home is now Vegas. A town I've learned to love. Now pushing 72, Simpson says he plays golf just about every day with retired guys. He recently had LASIK surgery on his eyes.
This is a man that used to make, you know, $10 to $15 million a year. Now he makes, you know, probably 350, maybe 400,000, which sounds like a lot to a lot of people. But when you consider what his income used to be and what it is now, he's not living a privileged life.
When did he ever make $10 to $15 million?
Simpson was released from prison.
Oh, he's on NBC, I guess, and he had commercials and movies.
Still $10 to $15 million, maybe today's dollars.
So is he doing live reads for the little LASIK provider out there?
Yeah, I'm sure he is. We're competing. Yeah,
OJ Simpson.
The best part is they don't use knives like I do.
I love your eyes.
Should we call the guy that took the photographs of him?
Took the pictures for Inside Edition?
No, the AP did the story.
Oh, okay.
And the two pictures in the office the pictures outside was by an AT photo.
So this guy's, you think he's OJ's buddy?
I kind of think he is after, you know, looking him up and doing some research.
The picture standing next to books does not mean that you read them. By the way.
No, I know.
That's trying to imply.
I can't believe they pointed out the books.
I can pose next to books, too, and it doesn't
mean he's quite a reader.
I didn't give that number to you, did I, Brandon?
No.
Oh, balls.
Slow down.
And again.
Maybe we don't want to call him. I don't know where I did. I don't know what I did with him.
No.
I'm murdering numbers. Oh, here it is.
You lost it because in the negative zone.
There it is.
What's his name?
Is it DDA or Dieter? Okay. I don't know. I wrote it down.
DDA?
Isn't that the name?
DDA?
I don't know.
So what are your percentages on these three?
100.
For all three?
Well, the first one's 100%. The second one I would put at about 80%. And the last one about 30%. One's a work number. That's the first one. Not
you
impossible.
Know, you don't even know where this guy works? What's his name?
Know his name?
I wrote it on there. What did I write?
Mr. Fabian.
Man, I'm
Mr. Fabian?
Not ready for this.
D-I-D-I-E-R.
Dieter Fabian?
Dieter?
Yeah, sounds about right. Deeds!
Yeah. Hello?
Hi, is this Dieter, Mr. Fabian?
No, you got the wrong number.
Is Fabe's... Did this used to be his number?
I'm sorry?
Is this... Did this used to be Fabe's number?
Who is this, please?
Well, is this... I'm trying to meet Mr. Fabian. I thought this was his number.
And I'm asking you, who is this?
Well, I don't understand why you're asking me all these questions. What's the big deal? It's a friend of mine. He gave me the phone number. If it's the wrong number, it's the wrong number. I was supposed to get some money for him. It's crazy. Cash and prizes.
Fabes.
But if he doesn't want them, what can you say? You know, it's okay. I'll keep them. Hello?
Man, did he go from zero to enraged?
I think I was being screened.
I think that was him.
Oh, yeah.
I told you it was 100% because he does a job where he puts his number
on
a website.
Don't give me this. You knew it was 100%.
I knew. I told you before the show it was 100%. Remember? Because of what he does for a living.
Well, he said it was the wrong number.
Yeah, he's lying because he took a picture of a murderer.
So what if he took a picture?
I can't believe Jews walks around in Costco. That's insane.
Oh, he loves it, too.
I don't know what I do if I walk
only
into
in
Costco
the no negative zone shopping area.
So I get these energy bars. What's
how does Fabe's busy out his phone?
That first one was the only one that worked.
Yeah.
Well, I thought it was 88% in the second one.
It was. I don't know why Brandon misdialed it. That first one, he didn't even say goodbye.
No, he didn't. Melrose hang up. He's acting all Hollywood. All right, well, I got to cut out to get to Dave Chappelle.
What?
No, he booked the shows like 10 days ago and was like, bam, here it is. I know.
Wow.
No phones allowed, by the way.
Yeah.
Man.
I'm kind of stressed about it.
Yeah.
You'll be fine.
I've been all day without my phone. I forgot to take it to work.
What?
And I forgot to bring it here.
Trudy, what is that like not having a phone for hours?
It's pretty weird, but, you know, I mean, I had to, like, I had the internet, so.
I can't go anywhere. I'll be checking my pocket all night.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can enjoy the show.
No, don't you keep it on you, but it's in a bag or something?
It's, they have it locked up somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I thought you kept it on you.
And you're dependent on them. What if they lose it?
Oh, they're not going to do that. They did it already once.
I could be without a phone for a day.
What if the guy that knows the combination dies during the show and everybody's phone is never retrievable?
What if Matt loses the key or whatever?
How does it work? Brandon, you went to a show like that, didn't you?
Yeah. So what'll happen is it takes a while to get in there because they have
check your phone.
Yeah, because they have to check every single person's phone. So what happens is you walk in, you present them with your phone, they'll take it from you, put it in a little plastic baggie, and give it back.
Oh, so now, you get to take it with you.
Yes, but you can't access it unless you get someone to open up that plastic baggie.
What?
Yes.
Wait, what if you carry it around in a plastic baggie during the show?
Yeah.
Then how do you get it out?
You don't.
No, after the show.
You go
take it
and
back
they,
to them and they unlock
they,
it.
You know, they'll unlock it for
what
you.
What a fucking pain in the ass.
Or if you need to take a break during the middle of the show to make a phone call, somebody will unlock it for you. And you
why don't they just pull people out of the arena when they use their phones, and then eventually they'll learn that they can't use their phones?
There you go.
And if they're making a phone call, who fucking cares?
Well, it's not that. They don't want video. They don't want
Well, if they see people doing it, then throw them out.
Well, right, but
the first few shows there'll be 50 people left out of 20,000. But then,
yeah, but he doesn't want any part of his show videotaped. And before you can get to people, sometimes they could get material and stuff.
But I mean, wouldn't it, in the long term though, wouldn't it be nice if people could be trained to do?
It would be nice if people knew decorum.
Like people don't,
the lost art.
People don't shoot up heroin on the main floor at a concert.
No, you went to your home or in the bathroom.
Because you can't. Right. You get in trouble. So it's learned behavior. You have to go hide somewhere when you do it.
Yeah, I know.
Couldn't we learn not to film people we're not supposed to film? Couldn't we all learn that? Is that possible?
How am I going to get more clicks?
All right, get us out of here, Brandon. Just saying. It just... lock up your phone.
Yeah, it is weird.
It's a weapon.
We come to.
People cannot... They cannot have any self-discipline with a phone. It's impossible.
No. Something crazy happens inside and no one can film it. What if there's an attack, God forbid, or, you know.
No, there's definitely phones in there. Because when I went to the Chappelle show last year, and I kept seeing security go to certain individuals, and they would take their phone, then remove that person.
So. Remember when the overzealous guys?
The Kevin Hart people?
Kevin Hart, yeah.
Yeah, they're bragging about, we threw 400 people out in Cleveland.
All of them white. All of them white.
And Kevin Hart's security people, some woman claims they ran her over. She just happened to be walking by some premiere he was in, and he walked out. His bodyguard just face planted her on the ground.
Really?
Sounds like his security people might be a bit aggressive.
Wow, jeez.
They were certainly aggressive about the phones. Jesus. All right, I have no idea if Maz will be here tomorrow. He probably needs the day off to go back to work.
Yeah.
I would think. I mean, he's got to have, he's probably at zero on the, tomorrow's the...
He said he was at zero a week ago.
11th? He's got to be at zero. He hasn't been at work.
It's okay. He's got the last week.
Maybe he needs to be home. Maybe he's still with Lily and Abby. I don't know. I mean, you can't have one parent with you when you're not feeling well. You can't. Doesn't work. Everyone has to give up everything. Adults have to sacrifice everything all the time.
True.
So we'll see you tomorrow with whatever we have.
This Michael Jackson shit is what makes me doubt it. Every time this war is going out of control, or the economy gets bad, or something is wrong with the world at large, it's always these moments in history that Michael Jackson will coincidentally jerk off a kid. This is getting a little ridiculous. Like, are you planning this shit? Do you have meetings?
Michael, thank you for coming. As you know, Michael, the war has not been going as well as we expected. There's been a lot of hiccups, and the public is asking us a lot of questions, of course. And, well, Michael, there's no nice way to say this, and all I know how to do is be direct, so let me just be direct. We're going to need you to jerk off another child, Mike. I'm sorry. I am sorry. But it would really help out.
Or maybe he didn't. Who knows? Who knows? That's the thing. That's what I wanted to say. Who knows? Who the fuck knows? Mike, God, and this little boy know. That's about it. That's about it. The only reason that I can even talk about this shit is because everybody is speculating. They all think he did it. And I don't think he did it. I'm alone in this. I don't think he did it. I'm not going to say I don't think he did it. That's too strong. Let me just say I am reserving judgment until all the facts come out. But so far from what I heard, I mean, the kid said he was dying of cancer. He was in Make-A-Wish Foundation. He claims he had 2 weeks to live, and it was his dying wish to meet Michael Jackson. Come on, man, give me a fucking break. This kid is 10 years old. He don't remember Thriller. The fuck you want to meet Michael Jackson for, honestly? I remember Thriller, and I just, like, kind of want to meet this nigga, like... I wouldn't break an appointment to meet him. I'll put it that way. I'd have to already be free. That's ridiculous. It's like if I'm dying in 2 weeks and go, oh, mama, oh, get me in a room with Chubby Chuckle. I wouldn't want to meet that motherfucker. Not my last 2 weeks. Why not Usher or somebody like this? So then the kid claims he goes to Michael's house. This is where it all gets crazy. I don't, like, you know, he does everything you'd expect at Michael's house. They climbed trees and rode roller coasters and Ferris wheels. The chef made cookies, pies, and cakes. They was petting a monkey and a giraffe, sang songs, kid shit. And in the middle of all this childlike activity, for some reason, Mike pulled out some wine and some pills and sucked this kid's dick. Folks, it hurts me to say it. And the kid had the nerve to call that abuse. Motherfucker, that is a good host. God damn, what else do you want? What else do you want? I'm lucky to get a glass of a grape drink at my friend's house. Let alone a roller coaster ride and my dick sucked. Mike must be confused. Like, I brought you in my house, I fed you, I sucked your dick, and this is how you repay me, motherfucker? This was your wish, not mine. thought you were dying in 2 weeks. What happened to that motherfucker? Like, I've been in court for a year and a half. You get stronger every time I see you. wouldn't that, this is fucked up. I shouldn't even say this fuck. Wouldn't it be some ironic shit if they found out through this case that the cure for cancer was Michael Jackson sucking your dick somehow? Like if Mike had powers like Green Mile and all the kids like, please, Mike, suck our dicks. Never again. He didn't appreciate it. Can we at least study your saliva? Mm-mm, mm-mm. Please, Mike. It just doesn't stop, though. It just doesn't stop. And the only reason I can talk about Mike is because he's a freak. He is a freak. That's why people let you talk about him. Because if I brought up Catholic priest fucking kids, it'd get quiet as shit. But when Michael Jackson does it, it's okay because he's a freak. His face is all cut up. But just remember, when you look at that thing that he calls his face, that he did that for you somehow. Somehow he thought you might, maybe it'll help. Maybe people will like me more if I turn myself into a white, ghoulish-like creature. I don't know what the fuck it is, but he did it for you. And I appreciate the gesture, Michael Jackson.